The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Hi, today is Wednesday, May 6th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, state police are investigating that fiery crash that has injured at least two people on the Schuylkill Expressway early Wednesday. It happened overnight at about 2:40 a.m. on the eastbound lanes of the expressway near Girard Avenue in Fairmount Park. Police said the crash involved a tractor trailer and two other vehicles. So listen, the cargo and part of the trailer caught fire, and then a portion of it fell over the expressway and onto Sweetbriar Drive beneath it. Officials have not released the condition of the two people that were injured. State police remain on the scene investigating the crash. Officers are asking motorists to avoid the location of the expressway from Montgomery Avenue to 30th Street. And I saw pictures of it, and it looks pretty bad. So it was like, you know, that overpass there. And it actually, a portion of the tractor trailer fell over and went down beneath onto Sweetbriar Drive. So, they're investigating this crash. It happened at about 2:40. They are still out there, but obviously throughout the morning, I'll keep you updated when they can reopen that.
Yeah, Kathy, they were showing a live video feed, and there were about, it looked like 10 rescue vehicles of all sorts in a line. It was just an amazing mess.
I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous that something like this happens at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, there aren't many cars out on the road anyway.
Well, also, Casey, you can't help but think about it in this time that we're in with limited traffic and, you know, but still, it's a hell of an accident. Mm.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated throughout the morning. When they can open that up, I'll let you know. Pediatricians are reporting a rare but concerning condition that could be linked to COVID-19. Infectious disease doctor Ishminder Kaur at St. Christopher's Hospital for Children in Philadelphia says there have been two cases. Doctors in Europe have also warned about conditions. And in New York, the Department of Health issued a warning after at least 15 kids have been affected. I think several institutions at the same time are seeing a lot of children with similar presentations of abdominal pain and diarrhea, and then leading to this almost multi-symptom inflammation, Dr. Kaur said, adding that some children have active COVID-19 infections. Others have tested positive for the antibody signaling that they had the infection in the past. The complication seems similar to Kawasaki disease, a condition that can cause dangerous inflammation in some blood vessels and potential damage to the heart. Kaur says it's not a large number we're seeing. Children are still generally spared from severe manifestation of the novel coronavirus, but it's a concerning signal that I think clinicians all over the world are watching. This is like one of the first reports I've heard of, of children and what the symptoms that they're experiencing.
Right, right.
Jersey Shore towns in Cape May County will reopen beaches this week on a limited basis. Officials in Wildwood, Avalon, and Stone Harbor have all announced plans. In a letter from the mayors of Avalon and Stone Harbor to their communities Monday, the boroughs announced limited access to their beaches for walking, running, fishing, and surfing from dawn till dusk, and that will begin on Friday, May 8th. However, no stationary activity, including sitting on chairs or blankets, will be allowed, and social distancing, of course, those regulations must be followed.
Kathy, I'm a member of a metal detectors club, and I wanted to
you
know
can go.
Yeah, okay. You can go as long as you're moving. Yeah, just keep it moving. No loitering.
Keep
you know,
moving.
You know what? While with Crest, I know that you were able to walk on the beach last weekend.
So I have that information, Casey.
Oh, cool. Then
let
do
me
tell.
Get
look at
to
this.
It.
Talk about a new source.
So the beaches will be patrolled to make sure that social distancing practices are followed and there are no large groups of people gathering. All regular beach regulations continue to apply. They said that we ask that you follow these temporary rules. Unfortunately, if they are not followed, we will again close our beaches, the mayor said. All other public spaces in Avalon and Stone Harbor will remain closed, including playgrounds, tennis courts, basketball courts, boardwalks, libraries, and recreation centers. Complete beach access, allowing for picnics and swimming, will be determined at a later date. Now, both mayors of North Wildwood and Wildwood also announced their beaches will reopen on May 8th for walking, running, and biking. They also announced the short-term or transient rentals may resume on Tuesday, May 26th. Decisions regarding the reopening of retail and food service in the town have not been announced. The borough of Wildwood Crest reopened its beach and parks and the bike path to the public with some restrictions, and that happened on May 2nd.
Kathy, how close to the shore will sea life be able to come?
With Memorial Day weekend coming up, Governor Phil Murphy is still asking people with vacation homes to stay away from the shore and stop renting them out until the state of emergency orders are lifted. Officials reminded residents that the state of emergency and stay-at-home orders remain in effect in New Jersey. Cape May County officials say they have formed a coalition of local leaders to help safely reopen the Jersey Shore. The group submitted a 35-page plan to Governor Murphy on Tuesday. The coalition is proposing to reopen many of its public and business facilities no sooner than June 1st. They also would like seasonal rentals to begin on May 11th, with shorter-term rentals allowed to begin no earlier than June 1st. Hotel and motels would be allowed to operate at 60% capacity effective on June 1st and then full capacity by June 22nd under the proposed plan. No decision has been made, but on Tuesday night, Governor Murphy's chief of staff tweeted that his team discussed the plan with county leaders for nearly an hour.
I know that there's a general sort of feeling for people who own second homes down there.
Right, right.
That, like, no, you can't keep us away. I know you're saying what you're saying, but, like, I pay my taxes.
What do you mean? It's not more than paying taxes. You own a home.
You own a home down there, yes, and I'm paying taxes on it. So, like, you can't keep me out.
So what's the delineation? So if you have a home, home down there that you rent out, they'd prefer you not do that. But
not just the rentals, but like somebody like Casey who owns a second home down there.
They're
asking
sense.
Him to not come down there. And spend time down there to stay at home. And the people who live there year-round, obviously, that's their only home. So
right.
They're allowed to be there.
I think there might be a difference between you are not allowed to come here to, listen, if you don't have to, don't come here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what? And there was a number of, I saw a couple of reports about this. And I talked to a few people that I know that live down there. And I didn't see too much of it on the news, which I was surprised, but there's been people vandalizing cars with Pennsylvania license plates and popping tires and things like that. So if the residents who live down there year round are seeing Pennsylvania plates, I mean, at least in some of the towns, there's been some vandalizing.
But that's
cars.
kind of the way that they welcome you down there,
it's
isn't
ridiculous.
It?
That's what they do.
It's like blowing out candles on a birthday cake. You pop the tires.
And I was talking about it, and Jace heard me having the conversation. And he goes, well, that's stupid. He goes, how are they going to leave if they pop their tires? I was like, you know what? That's a really good point.
That's great.
Listen, there's the idiots in every community. So, you know, I mean, there's people doing stupid things, and it's not everybody. It's a small, itty-bitty, stupid faction.
And I think everybody is a little nervous about Memorial Day because typically, you know, as we all know, everybody flocks to the Jersey Shore. So they're trying to do what they can to, you know, not have people do that because it is, you know, the virus will spread if that happens.
Right.
All right. Let's do sports this morning. According to multiple sources, on June 10th, a second spring training will start for Major League Baseball teams. July 1st would be opening day, and all teams will be playing at their home ballparks pending league approval. In a study by ESPN, a majority of sports fans said they are in favor of watching televised sports without fans rather than watching the sports to resume only when fans can be in attendance. Of sports fans age 18 or older, 65% were in favor of sports returning if fans can't be in the stands, and that approval number grew to 76% when participants were asked if they support the return of sports without fans in the stands if players were kept in hotels and their contact with others were closely monitored. Miami Dolphins CEO Tom Garfinkel laid out the team's plans for the upcoming season on Good Morning America, describing how going to an NFL game will become much like ordering takeout from a restaurant or grocery shopping during the pandemic. All fans would be wearing masks, and colored spots on the ground outside the stadium would indicate proper social distancing as spectators wait to enter the stadium. Food would be ordered from the seat and then picked up at the designated concession stand, eliminating the need for lines. Entering and leaving the stadium also would be changed to give everyone more space. To accomplish this, capacity would likely have to be limited. Instead of the 65,000 fans most stadiums can hold, attendance could be held at only 15,000 for this coming season so that everyone can keep a proper distance. And Kevin Hayes and the Flyers have continued their efforts to help out the community during the pandemic. Yesterday, in the spirit of Cinco de Mayo, Hayes and the Flyers teamed up with Brulé Catering to deliver a Taco Tuesday themed lunch to 10 police precincts and firehouses across Philadelphia. The delivery has fed 300 first responders who have served the community during the coronavirus outbreak. Hayes had the following message for Philly first responders: showing support to first responders is something that means a lot to me. Thank you so much for always keeping our community safe and keeping everyone healthy. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Wednesday morning indeed, and welcome. More opportunities to win money. We continue, but we're running out of time. We're wrapping it up on Monday, talking about MMR's Rock Refund, so don't miss it. 8 a.m., 10 a.m., your first two chances, and then noon and 2, and then 4 and 6 and 8. So many opportunities today. Just pay attention, and we'll give you the words and how to do it. It's real, real easy. So that's two times today on the show. We're going to go live on Fox Good Day. It's a Wednesday ritual with us, as is a secret text word. We have a chance to win today. A digital download of Like a Boss. So text the word secret to 39333. Sending word back to you. And later on, we'll ask designated caller, call in with that word, and we'll see if you can win. And we'll also grab a random text or two, so pretty easy. And as far as guests go on the program, we have a young lady by the name of Julia Ray. She is from Wayne, Pennsylvania, and she is a contestant on The Bachelor. Listen to your heart.
Wow.
And that is on Mondays at 8 on ABC. So she is a stunning specimen, young, beautiful young lady.
She pulled off the near impossible.
What'd she pull off?
She made me watch a couple episodes of this last night. And wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
It makes The Bachelor look sincere.
Oh, my God.
But she's beautiful and talented, and apparently she's super cool. So
okay.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right. And Nick, where is she right now? Is she in Wayne?
No, she's in Ocean City, New Jersey. She's in quarantine. She broke her foot 6 weeks ago, so she hasn't been able to move. She's looking to move out to L.A., but yeah, I talked to her on the phone yesterday. She's really cool. She grew up listening to MMR.
Okay.
They're sort of painting her as the villain on the show, which is Steve, I'm sure you saw. But she's a really cool girl. I'm excited to have her on the show.
And we'll have to talk to her because I don't know. There's so many duds on this show that,
yeah.
You know, she's making wise choices. So,
yeah, well,
you know, yeah. But I mean,
for what it's worth, I don't think that she's necessarily a fan of the show anymore. So,
wow,
yeah,
well, cool. And you know, listen, it seems, I don't know, to my untrained eye, that things might be a little massaged in the way they're moving along with this.
Well, maybe we can peek behind the curtain when we have her on this morning. So, Julia will be joining us around 9 o'clock. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. Oh, and I would like to point out that today is National Nurses Day. So to all the nurses doing what you're doing and difficult in the past few months. So we appreciate you. We are thankful for you. And if you know a nurse, make sure you say something, mention something, do something today if you can.
Listen, before the pandemic, the word is, and Dr. Mike would tell you and everyone would tell you ever have any time in the hospital, it's the nurses.
Oh, yeah.
They're the conduit. They're the people you're talking to. They're the people that comfort you. They're the people that make sure you're apprised of everything that's going on. And invaluable.
Steve, listen to your nurse.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what you have to do. Listen to your nurse.
Getting an enema is no fun when you're not in love.
All right. So these things and more are taking place during the program. Let's take a break. Come back. And I have a stack of entertainment stories to run by, as well as a stupid question. Stay put. We'll be right back.
Love Preston, Steve, and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to give some stuff away. That's a good thing. We have a stupid question and a $50 cash card from Armor Metals and Recycling is what you can win if you can tell me the answer to this. What was the only foreign country that George Washington ever visited? 215-263-WMMR. Don't guess. It's not a big one. You're going to have to look this one up, okay? So what is the only foreign country that George Washington ever visited. 215-263-WMMR.
Give them extra bonus points if they can name the airline.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I will. Yeah. Call now. Birthdays today. We're going to start with a big one in the world of music on May 6th. It is the 75th birthday of Bob Seger. Give me some big, powerful music here, Casey. Oh.
I know you will.
It's like a Nick Frat party.
You ready to party?
Yeah, we're ready to party.
McWay!
If you don't know, Nick at a fraternity party one time decided that at some point in the evening, during all the revelry, drinking, people taking their tops off, all that stuff, Nick put this song on because he thought it would be a good time to reflect.
Cue the record scratch.
And,
as heads whipped around.
It's a great song, but there's a time and place for this song.
Yeah.
That wasn't the time or the place for this song.
One of my favorite Bob Seger songs is on this album, Hollywood Nights.
Oh, God, that's a great
song. Such a great song.
And there it is.
Yep.
Just like that. It's fantastic.
Better for a frat party.
I think this would be
a little outdated, but, you know.
He's one of those guys that can write song after song after song.
I mean, Main Street. Night Moves, lyrically.
It goes on and on.
Excellent.
Like a rock. There's...
American Storm.
Yeah, there's just song after song after song that
could,
Bob...
Could Catman Do?
Catman Do is a fun song.
I think I'm going to Catman Do.
Yeah.
I think it's really wild.
So 75 years old, was planning on wrapping it up this year. He had a farewell tour, but obviously all that. And
so has coronavirus expedited that, or will they follow through on the completion?
I don't know. I might have some details coming up in music news, but I think the final show, wasn't it going to be here? Was it the absolute last show?
And we were
show
confused why here? It was going to be here because...
Yeah, it wasn't Detroit.
Yeah, which we would imagine.
Yeah,
yeah, I think you're right.
That show happened.
It did?
Yeah, that was a few months back, but then they were talking about re-extending the tour. So, and Steve, there were some rumors that that wasn't going to be the last show. So who knows? And then obviously this, the pandemic happened. So who knows where any of that stands?
I forgot about this.
Hasn't Seger been married like 52 times?
I'm not sure.
He's like one of those chronic wedding guys.
Bob is 75 today. Bunch of other birthdays. Chris Shiflett of the Foo Fighters.
What a tongue twister name that is.
Chris Shiflett.
Yeah.
Celebrates his 49th birthday today. So rock on. I just, a friend of mine who works in radio in Detroit, a guy named Spike, used to work at WDRE, sent me a text the other day about this time he went to this secret show at the Trocadero with a brand new band called Foo Fighters that was opening up for another group.
Yeah.
It was their first ever real live venue appearance.
And wasn't there a guest musician?
Yeah, playing with the band. You know, I have to get his text because, Nick, you'll love it. But a drummer in disguise was a guy named Eddie Vedder, who's playing in a group. Yeah, yeah. I'll get you the details on the name of that band and everything. But, yeah, he said it was pretty amazing. So Chris Shiflett was there. He's 49. Tony Blair, former British Prime Minister, is celebrating his 67th birthday today. So happy birthday to Mr.
He's
Blair.
He's now emceeing Love Island,
which
is on a hiatus.
Well, you need another gig. George Clooney's birthday is also today.
And the man.
George is 59 years old today.
Anybody watch that Catch 22 series on Hulu? Was it Hulu?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. It's got good reviews, but I don't know anyone was watching it.
So happy 59 to Mr. Clooney. Roma Downey, remember her from Touched by an Angel?
Yeah, the first time I saw her was on the series Hercules.
Okay.
And they had her sexified up.
Hercules! She is 60 today.
She was in studio once, wasn't she?
She was.
Was she?
Yeah, she was promoting
with her husband.
Yeah. Because I think she does like wholesome Christian movies now.
Yes,
she does. Exactly. And her husband produces every reality show, Survivor and The Great Worldwide Race or The Great Race or whatever.
Wait, hang on a second. Preston's talking about the black lady that was in Harlem Nights.
No, I'm not.
Wait, who did you touch?
Roma
my angel?
Roma Downey.
Yeah, Roma Downey. She's the Irish actress. She's beautiful, long, dark.
Touch
hair.
My angel was that?
Roma Downey's in that series as well.
Was she?
Yeah, she was the one of the.
This is Roma Downey who we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, you just said Roma Downey's in that series as well.
Oh, she is.
But who's the gal he's talking about?
He's talking about
Della Reese.
Della Reese.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Della Reese. Why are you talking about Della Reese?
What?
Wasn't she touched by an angel?
Yeah, she was
they
on
both
that
were
as well.
It was not a one-woman show. God damn it, we need more cast members.
Okay.
I'm getting tired of talking to myself.
All right. Let's just move on.
Pull up a graphic, a picture of Touched by an Angel cast, and you'll see both of them in it.
There was also just a guy on the show.
We can bring it all together.
His name was Robert Downey.
Ah.
I didn't watch Touched
Who's
by an Angel enough
metal
to,
suit?
enough to know anybody other than Della Reese from that movie.
I would reserve my commentary. See up there, Della Reese,
Roma Downey,
John Dye,
Valerie Bertinelli. Alexis Cruz. Alexis, I meant to say.
Okay.
Charles Rocket.
We all familiar with the cast of Touched by an Angel now. She's 60 today.
Ooh, that hurt.
Willie Mays, the former Major League Baseball player, the Say Hey Kid.
Do you remember that's kid's cartoon?
No.
Yeah, it was a Saturday morning kids cartoon. It was a one-off.
Okay.
Willie Mays and the Say Hey Kid.
Probably the greatest five-tool player of all time. I mean, defense, hitting, speed, power, all of it. He's 600-plus home runs in an era that is bygone. But, yeah, if you talk about one of the best players all around of all time, it's Willie Mays.
And a class act.
89 today. Adrienne Palicki. She is one of the most stunningly beautiful women
Super
I've ever
hot.
Seen.
Super hot.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., G.I. Joe Retaliation, that's where I think I first saw her. I took my sons to go see that movie, and I'm like, well, Daddy can watch this, too.
She was supposed to be Wonder Woman on a TV series.
She could have been a good Wonder
Woman. She's on The Orville now.
Correct. That is right. She's 37 today. And then the last birthday, and I always mess up her name, Gabori Sidibe.
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's pretty
close.
From
Precious and The Big C and Tower Heist. Yeah, she's 37. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What was the only foreign country that George Washington ever visited? 215-263-WMMR, and we will go to Rich for the answer.
Good morning.
Hey, Rich, how you doing, man?
Living a dream.
Nice to hear.
That's
so
good.
What was the only foreign country George Washington ever visited?
Rumor has it he had a girlfriend on Barbados.
Barbados! Never would have guessed it.
Now, to get there, he had to listen to a seminar about real estate, Preston.
Oh, yeah. But it was worth it.
It was worth it.
It worth the 5 or 6 hours he had to sit through that. Rich, you got it. We're going to give you a $50 cash card from Armor, Metals, and Recycling. Get cash for your scrap. Bring in your metal, wires, computers, and more, and walk away with cash. Armor Metals pays top dollar for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metals, appliances, and old computers. Get cash in your hand today at Armor, Metals, and Recycling. Let's start with the Kardashian family. Why not? We'll get it out of the way and get it done. Kourtney is sharing words of hope and wisdom after her ex, Scott Disick, and the father of their three kids returned home from rehab. In a post on Instagram, the 40-year-old wrote, "Love yourself first. Chase your dreams. Make mistakes and learn from them. Believe in God's plan. You are more beautiful than you will ever know and oh so smart. There is no one else like you in the entire world. You are loved."
No sad bro.
And then it says, "Things I tell my daughter."
And stop eating foam rubber.
Yeah, that too.
Stop eating the couch cushion.
Comes after the reports that Disick flew to L.A. to a treatment facility on April 28th. A source told People he knew he was spiraling out of control and wanted to get help. He wants to be the best dad possible.
If you can correct the spiral in 5 or 6 days, was it that profound a spiral? Or was he not treated to the full extent that he probably should have? Now, he was denying that he has any sort of cocaine or alcohol issue.
Yeah.
And yet he went to rehab.
His girlfriend, Sophia Richie, reportedly tipped off Kardashian to Disick's struggles because she didn't know what else to do. And she gave him an ultimatum. Kourtney was very upset and knew something was up by his unresponsiveness to matters and convos that pertained to the kids.
Yeah, that's variety speak.
Another source told E! News she had been through this before many times and put a halt to it immediately. She ultimately gave him an ultimatum. Ultimatum? Why am I having time with that word?
Well, an ultimatum is in a larger venue.
Ultimatum, and he had no choice but to seek help.
You know, if I were a reporter for TMZ, I would name myself A period source, right? Because
get loads of plugs.
That's right. Yeah. You're constantly being credited.
Now, Scott's attorney, Marty Singer, denied speculation that he was getting treatment for cocaine and alcohol addiction. Singer said,
"God did.
That's exactly what he said."
In an effort, he's a douchebag. He's not an alcoholic.
In an effort,
two different things, two disparate things. Marty's a completely annoying douchebag of the most douchiest, baggiest state. And the other one is a dependency on chemicals. He does not have that.
Yes, and there's no treatment for douchebaggery.
No treatment for that. But there is hope.
In an effort to finally
thanks come to the Just Say It Institute.
That's right. In an effort to finally come to terms and deal with a plan that Scott has been silently suffering for many years due to sudden death of his mother, followed by the death of his father 3 months later, Scott made the decision to check him into a rehab facility. Remember, we went through this.
Did we find out when these deaths occurred? You asked yesterday, and I wondered, was it just recently, or is it just something that keeps coming back when the douchiness ebbs and flows?
I never looked it up. I don't care enough.
They were within like a couple of months of each other, and I believe it was last year. Okay. So it was recent.
So he's dealing with it.
All right, we'll
give him that then.
Fresh wounds. I understand that. The facility, by the
douchebag
way.
Douchebag wounds run deep.
The rehab facility is commenting on, you know, there were pictures that leaked, and Marty Singer says that it was, you know.
It's a big violation. It's a HIPAA thing. I'll be on it like white on rice.
Now the facility CEO, Noah.
Anytime, day and night, even on New Year's, give me a call.
Nordheimer says it is all points north strict policy to not publicly disclose patient-specific information, including whether or not a particular client is or was being treated in our facility or has inquired about our services. So
they can't stop it, though. They've had people in, like, Cedars-Sinai, and they've had medical records leaked out. There's too much money to be made if you sell it to, like, TMZ or Hollywood Reporter.
Just takes one person.
And, like, an orderly will take the risk and do it.
Yep. Hey, this is a pretty serious story, but I want to pass this along. Nikki Bella is sharing insights into her painful past in a new memoir titled Incomparable, co-written with her twin Bree. The 36-year-old Total Bellas star shared graphic details about her assaults and explained why she felt ashamed until she learned to let it go. She says she feels called to empower others. Now, she was raped.
Was she by a family member?
A friend.
Okay.
She wrote that she was raped at 15 by a fellow high school student she thought was a friend. When she was 16, she was raped after being drugged by a college-aged man. She sits down with People magazine to discuss the assaults and their effect on her life. The mom-to-be tells the magazine, when it happened to me, I immediately just felt so ashamed and blamed myself. And that's what made me want to keep it such a secret. And keeping that secret and blaming myself, I started to lose my confidence. I started to disrespect myself. And then the relationships I got into at a young age, I let other people disrespect me and felt like that's okay. This is what I deserved. Now she hopes to inspire others to let go of their past, too. When the Me Too movement happened, I was like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I am having these younger women look up to me. Maybe I can help them and have them not hold on to this as long as I did. It wasn't until I was 28 and in a relationship where someone started to teach me how to respect myself. That's how long I held on to things and felt I had no boundaries. And I'd always look at Bree like, oh, she has boundaries. She treats herself with respect. How do I not have this?
Bree's the twin, right?
Yep. And I knew why, but I held on for so long. When I look back at decisions I made based off of it, I wish I could have heard my words now as a 36-year-old woman then and be like, you're going to be okay. So she's passing along a good message that if something like that you're holding on to, you need to get that out if possible and talk to somebody.
She was the one who was engaged to John Cena for a while.
Yeah.
And then they broke it off.
Yep. All right, moving on to other things and a story that just keeps going on. Kristen Cavallari may have unwittingly revealed more than she intended in a resurfaced video nabbed by TMZ.
I did a deep dive on this yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Rocked my world.
To tell.
The reality star, who is currently in the midst of a messy split from Jay Cutler, gave an engaged couple some unvarnished advice at a February event for her brand Uncommon James. Sitting next to Cutler, when the soon-to-be husband and wife asked for advice, she said, "Don't do it."
And then the crowd went,
and meanwhile, she was hating her life at that point.
Yeah. I'm literally dying inside.
Don't do it.
Since the split, sources close to Cavallari have said that he, Cutler, wasn't supportive of her career as she would have liked. And there were rumors of him cheating with her ex-best friend in divorce papers. She accused Cutler of marital misconduct.
Well, that was an ongoing dynamic in the show. That has been. Kathy, you can verify this. She needed him to be more supportive. While she says she was supportive of his football career.
I'm telling you, I didn't really love him all that much, at least the way they showed him on the show. He was kind, to me,
I loved him more than I've ever loved any man. No. Yeah, I liked him. I the funny thing is I could give a rat's ass about both of them until I got suckered into watching the show.
Because of Britney.
Who's our former calendar girl who's now on the show. Mm-hmm. I'll be curious to see if her role gets amped up now that Jay's out of the scene. Mm. Could be interesting. Somebody perhaps will make it big time and then remember us.
Maybe they'll change the name to Totally Britney.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Instead of Very Cavallari. We'll have to see. All right, nearly 30 years later. Demolition Man 2 very well might be happening if we believe Sylvester Stallone. In the film, Sly stars as John Spartan, a reckless late 1990s super cop who winds up wrongly incarcerated in a state-of-the-art cryo prison. After his old nemesis, Simon Phoenix, played by Wesley Snipes, escapes his own prison sentence, Spartan emerges in a seemingly utopian 2032. With the future's police force unprepared to deal with Phoenix, Spartan is the only hope.
But now in this case, it's further along. He's older, so now he just works for Armor Metal Press.
Okay, Armor Metal and Recycling.
He's an actual Demolition Man.
Demolition Man underperformed at the box office, earning only $58 million domestically. However, in the years since, the movie has developed a cult following among fans.
You know, the thing with it is that it's a comedy as well. I mean, it has a sense of humor about it.
Oh, very much so.
It's like the films of Paul Verhoeven where so you have this one thing that, like with RoboCop, there's a straight ahead thing, but there's a sort of satirical edge to it.
Right.
And that was Demolition Man. You remember the one, I think Taco Bell was Fine Dining. Remember that was?
And the only radio station to listen to were old jingles.
Right.
There was comedy along the way. And knitting was his hobby.
Right.
Yeah.
And the three shells and instead of toilet paper, all that stuff.
In part, its longevity stems from its distinctive vision of the future, which emphasizes political correctness and lack of personal contact. Moreover, it's also predicted Schwarzenegger's political career. If you remember.
It did, yes.
They talk about the Schwarzenegger presidential library in the movie. And that was before Arnold had even considered getting into politics. So, fans who were elated, actually, when Stallone dropped the news of a sequel during an Instagram question and answer session. The star addressed whether or not Demolition Man 2 would happen, and his answer seemed pretty definitive. He said, "I think there is. We're working on it right now with Warner Brothers, and it's looking fantastic." He said, "So that should come out. That's going to happen." That's what Sly said.
So on Instagram, they've been showing him going through the process of writing, and he writes longhand on a legal pad, and he held up, this thick document that he's been working on. Maybe that was the script for Demolition Man.
Quite possibly.
Dude, I wrote it longhand.
Yeah.
With my pen. There's four different colors on this pen.
Notably,
that's blue, that's red, that's black. I hit blue again.
There's green on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Demolition Man 2 does fit with Stallone's recent output since the mid-2000s. He's reprised both Rocky Balboa and John Rambo in multiple films, plus he's kicked off a new franchise like The Expendables and Escape Plan.
Wouldn't it be great if he did a sequel to Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Oh, my God.
That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, with Wesley Snipes as his mom.
Demolition Man 2, we shall see. Elon Musk is a dad again. Yay. The tech entrepreneur and billionaire shared the first photos of his newborn son on Tuesday, hours after his girlfriend and singer Grimes gave birth to the baby boy. Did you see the name of the kid?
No, I know this is his sixth son.
Okay.
What's the kid's name?
Is the name a joke?
You can't even pronounce it. It's X and then this AE symbol and then A-12 Musk.
Oh, I know why. Because the kid's electric.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't understand because, all right, so it ended up trending on social media, but I didn't get the joke. And I was sitting next to my daughter. I go, can you explain this to me? I'm like,
what was the joke?
It was that name. But I didn't know.
There's another
reference.
Joke. Well, there's another joke on his Twitter account. Somebody had asked for photos of the baby, and he posted a photo of a baby. I don't even know if it was his that was covered with face tattoos, which is funny.
Yeah, like Post Malone.
Yeah, they used a filter or whatever.
Right. So I was wondering if the name was also a part of that joke.
Yeah. I don't, he's a weird dude, so who knows. He posted photos on both Twitter and Instagram in response to fans asking for a peek at the new edition. In his second post, the father shared a legit photo of himself holding his son close while in the hospital. It's the first child for her, Grimes. Her actual name is Claire Boucher. While Musk has five sons from previous marriage.
Is she not a musician?
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grimes confirmed that she was expected. She was expecting back in January, sharing her happy news on Instagram weeks after sparking pregnancy speculations with a baby bump photo.
Huh.
Months later in March, she told Rolling Stone that Musk was the father.
I think if anybody's going to have an Android kid at some point, it's going to be, Mr. Tesla.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Gary Busey is serving up pet justice in a new comedy series.
I love this.
In a courtroom proceeding, the Oscar-nominated actor presides over numerous animal-related disputes for this six-part series titled Gary Busey, Pet Judge. Which is set to debut on Amazon Prime and other outlets on May 25th.
Now that's creative television.
A press release for the show, which assures that it is, in fact, a real thing coming soon to television screen, says that Busey will dole out resolutions to legal matters that involved animals like monkeys, goats, birds, dogs, meerkats, turtles, robot raccoons, and more.
Look at the video of him.
Oh, I know.
With this hair, Kathy. I don't know if you can see this. He looks like a mad scientist.
Yeah.
Case, move your head either left or right, and then I can see.
He's got like a gray kind of
mop.
Yeah, the Little Lord Fauntleroy hairdo.
Okay, I see him.
So here the press release says, is Gary Busey a real judge? Absolutely not. Does he know anything about pet law? Probably not. Can he look into your soul and suss out your spirit animal while delivering a verdict with a trademark Buseyism? You bet your sweet ass. The series also stars Mike E. Winfield as a bailiff, Ian Abramson as the exit interviewer, and Steve, the narrator, is Shadow Stevens.
Wow. Yeah. Avoid Blast of the Pat. You know, you know what Bird means, man? Believe in redemption, dickhead.
Yep.
He always does those things, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, that's right. This is coming out.
Shadow Stevens, man.
25th. I know.
That dude used to be on Hollywood Squares. He was an announcer who was a celebrity on another game show.
Yep.
Yeah. And he looked like the classic. He was sort of a Fabio-ish.
Yep. There was a guilty pleasure movie of ours we used to watch called Tracks. Do you remember that?
I do remember
Shadow Stevens. Yeah. It was kind of like a CIA agent spy thing.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison is disputing Peter Krause's recent comments about why he turned down The Bachelor and his allegations that the franchise did not want to fulfill his request for relationship counseling.
Mm.
Last month, Krause said he requested relationship counseling for myself and the top four or five girls during the process so we could work things out on a deep level.
I want to work it out on a deep level.
He also wanted ongoing support for him.
And I also wanted ongoing support for him.
And his final choice.
I mean me.
You. And Krause said his request was denied. But Harrison tells ET that Krause's claim simply isn't true. He said, well, they do get that. Everybody has access to that.
I wonder how top-notch that counseling is.
As to Krause's claims that he was in the running to become Bachelor, Harrison said they were just at the start of the vetting process. And he said, not to put a big pin in this big balloon, but that would have been the start of where we would have gone. That would not have been the final step.
So Harrison hosts every iteration of the show.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And which leads me to believe he's also got to be an executive producer on this stuff.
Is he on Listen to Your
Heart?
Yes,
he is.
We'll have Julia Ray on later this morning from Wayne, Pennsylvania, who's a contestant on The Bachelor Listen to Your Heart. Yeah. He also shared thoughts on Bachelor Nation alums Victoria Fuller and Chris Soules.
I love them.
Corning teening together. He said nobody saw it coming. But great, Harrison said. I guess he slid into her DMs.
Jesus.
Is that how that works? He said, I don't know, but good on them. I hope they're happy, and I hope she's driving tractors around, flipping up the soybeans and all that good stuff. That's great.
He acts like he is one level removed, but he's the ultimate puppet master.
Oh, yeah.
He finesses them along. He creates all this stuff. Yeah, he's diabolical in a good way.
So, after quarantining with three of his daughters and his ex-wife, Demi Moore, for several weeks, Bruce Willis has returned home to Emma Heming and their two kids, Mabel and Evelyn.
Let me smell your D.
This is ahead of their youngest birthday. The 41-year-old shared images of the reunited family on Instagram. Wait, 41-year-old? Who's 41?
Yeah, the youngest it's gotta kid be is 41, Emma. Yeah.
Yeah, so... she shared it on Instagram stories.
That's a tough one to, I mean, I get that they were doing it and everyone says they were cool, but it seems like they were weeks together,
you know,
with his ex.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know when you're in matching pajamas what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So Montia Sabag's $60 million lawsuit against Kevin Hart has been dismissed by a federal judge.
Is this that dancer he was... videoed with?
Yeah, yeah. So last year, Sabag accused Hart of working with Jonathan Todd Jackson to film them having sex.
That's right.
Then she accused them of leaking the tape to promote a concert of Hart. So it's been dismissed.
Dismissed?
Yep.
It's Kevin Hart, for God's sakes.
Now, I don't know. Stuff like that has a way of resurfacing in the courts, and I don't know what the story is, but this part of it is over. So
we'll believe Kevin Hart.
I believe
Kevin Hart. Regardless, even if he's guilty.
In a new image from Wonder Woman 1984, Gal Gadot's superhero does battle with Kristen Wiig's cheetah using her lasso of truth. I have not seen this yet.
I've been curious to see what the makeup for cheetah looks like.
Oh, great. The pair appear to be facing off in the White House. 1984 is set to hit theaters August 14th after its release was pushed from June 5th. Due to the pandemic, so we shall see. I can't wait. I'm very much looking forward to that. J.K. Rowling and her Wizarding World media company are teaming up with Spotify to launch an audio recording of the series' first book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Each week, a different person will read a chapter of the book. So Daniel Radcliffe will kick it off with David Beckham, Stephen Fry, Dakota Fanning, and Claudia Kim set to follow.
David Beckham? You need somebody who can really act.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good.
Didn't even ask me.
You know what, Nick? Are these books? These books are already available on audio, right?
I've read them out loud. I read several chapters to my girlfriend, and I read some to my son. I could do it. Available.
These have to be, Steve, I would imagine they're already audio books, but this is just another, you know.
Yeah.
It's giving them something to do. And
maybe I'll listen to Harry Potter books.
It's cool for fans.
Yeah.
You know what?
Reading's too hard.
Mm. Stephen Carell is playing Mark R. Naird, a four-star general who is tapped to lead the newly formed sixth branch of the U.S. Armed Forces Space Force. In a bid to serve, he uproots his family and moves them to Colorado. There's a new trailer for the series. It's going to debut on Netflix May 29th. And the new trailer came out, and apparently in it, he says, 50 years ago, our country put a man on the moon. Guess what, kids? We're going back. It also features co-stars John Malkovich, Diana Silvers, Tawny Newsom, Ben Schwartz, Lisa Kudrow, Jimmy O. Yang, and more.
Cool. You know what he sings at the end of the trailer for about 30 seconds?
Uh-huh.
Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Seriously. No kidding.
Your favorite. Yeah,
wow. All right, and then one last story, and then we're going to move on to clips. Canadian court has ordered Tommy Wiseau to pay about $700,000 to the makers of an unauthorized documentary about his cult film, The Room, ruling that he thwarted the release of the documentary because it was unflattering. The makers of the documentary, called Room Full of Spoons...
I want to see this.
...were working to release the project. Well, you can't. He stopped it from happening, and that's why he's paying up all this money.
Well, if he pays up, will that have the legal caveat of now it has to be released?
So they were working to release the project in 2017 to capitalize on Sony Pictures' debut of The Disaster Artist with James Franco. But Wiseau had filed suit and obtained an injunction in Toronto alleging the documentary violated his copyright by using clips from The Room and invaded his privacy. The documentary revealed Wiseau's origins in Poland, which he had been endeavoring to keep secret. After a trial in January, the judge, Judge Schaubs, ruled in favor of the documentary makers. Schaubs,
do they give you any information as to what they found out? Because one of the big questions in the creation of The Room and Tommy Wiseau and The Disaster Artist, and they raise it time and time again, he funded this movie himself. Where did he get this money? He had all of this money. Where did this money come from? He says he was selling, he was a jeans salesman. Like he had some bizarre side company that was supposedly lucrative, but not that lucrative.
Okay.
Where did all this money come from?
Yeah, it doesn't detail it in this story, Steve. So, anyhow, Shabs ordered Wiseau to pay $550,000 to the documentary makers.
Huh.
And because the apparently the copyright claims, they found the documentary makers were entitled to use the clips under the doctrine of fair dealing, which is akin to fair use in the United States.
Right.
Richard Harper, by the way, the makers are Richard Harper, Fernando, Firo McGrath, Mark Rickacott, and Richard Towns. They also had lost revenue, and they awarded an extra $200,000 Canadian in punitive damages, citing Wiseau's oppressive and outrageous conduct towards the documentary makers. And apparently he was, as you would imagine, he was acting all weird during the trial and everything.
He's been acting weird since birth.
He's just a weird guy, yeah. Period.
If you get a chance, watch The Disaster Artist. Watch The Room if you've never seen it.
Would you recommend watching The Room before you watch it?
Watch The Room first.
Okay. We'll
see the actual movie, the Tommy Wiseau movie, and then watch The Disaster Artist. That's the perfect pairing. And The Disaster Artist is hilarious in its own right.
All right, we're ready for the clips, and here we go. When a close friend is murdered, a blind woman goes the distance to solve the case on the CW's In the Dark. Here, star Perry Metfeld discusses what she loves about the show behind the scenes. Here we go.
Not only do we have multiple people in the cast who are blind, the majority of our background and extras are blind too. So every day I'm around blind people and I get to talk to them and ask them questions. And I'm loving the representation of them in a way that's different than I think blind people are usually portrayed in the media. This is a very different representation, which is, I think, much more accurate.
I like big balls.
Season 2 of In the Dark continues at 9 tomorrow on the CW.
I watched the first one, loved it. Currently watching the second one. Okay. She's great.
And it's compelling. They present the drama well. There used to be a show that I think I mentioned it the last time we talked about this show, Longstreet, about a blind detective, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
No, the guy in this, I don't know if he's in the second season. He was in the first season, but he kind of got a lot of buzz. He came out. I think he said he suffers from bipolar, maybe.
Huh.
But he's like, he's such a hot guy. And then he came out and talked about mental illness, and like people loved him even more.
All right, let's check that out. Do the next clip. A father of five with a terminal illness recruits a few friends to act as his children's new father figures in Council of Dads. And in this clip, star Michelle Weaver, explains how audiences will relate to the show. Here we go.
I think that's what makes the show beautiful, is that we've all experienced loss in whatever form it is. And we choose to overcome. We choose to get up in the morning and put a smile on our face. And so that's what you see this family do, is despite what is happening around them, they choose to fight.
A new episode of Council of Dads on NBC tomorrow. That's at 8 o'clock. And there you go. Your entertainment report submitted faithfully by Preston Elliott to you this morning.
Delta House.
All right, yeah, thank you for noticing. All right, we have to take a break. We are going to come back in a moment. We got Fox Good Day. We have MMR's Rock Refund. And from Listen to Your Heart.
Listen to Your Heart.
Julia Ray, who's local, will be joining us. We got stuff to get to. We'll be back with it, all right?
I just won $500 from WMMR, Rock Refund.
Coo-coo ka-choo! Congratulations!
Oh, thank you so much.
Tune in weekdays at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. to hear the hour's winning keyword.
$500, huh?
Yeah, you guys are the best.
For those who enter via our mobile app or our website, there's a $10,000 grand prize.
I can't believe this. Are you kidding me?
MMR's Rock Refund. $500, 7 times a day. Details, entry methods, and contest rules at WMMR.com.
This is so awesome.
Brought to you by A&T Chevy. Chevys always cost less in Sellersville. And
93.3 WMMR.
Everything that rocks, baby.
We made an announcement yesterday that we will indeed be doing the Preston and Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year contest. Once again, we will start that on Monday. It's going to be slightly different because, you know, all the students are at home right now. But you can still vote for your favorite teacher, and
yes,
we'll make sure that we have your opportunity. And the way that works is we randomly draw a school from a glass jar, actually, that we put all the names on sheets of paper, and we pull out a school, and then we have that school nominate who was their favorite teacher of the year. And then they win the President Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug and usually another little tchotchke that goes along with it.
This year we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to pick a big open field. We're going to run to the middle of the field, put the mug down, and then run back to our car, and then you can run across and grab it.
Yeah. Is it whichever teacher gets to it first?
I think that's it. Okay, yeah, right. We've got to make it a competition. No, that's cool because, you know, different times and different measures. And there's a level of creativity that's happening amongst the teachers now that is unprecedented. Well, they're always creative, but coming up with ways to keep kids locked in, dialed in, and learning.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. And in fact, that's become more and more apparent to many parents, Preston.
Jimmy Fallon did a teacher tribute song. Yesterday was Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yeah, both he and Kimmel did something. Fallon did a nice little, you know, in a classic Fallon way, his tribute song.
I haven't heard this yet, so let's check out a little bit of this.
Teachers should make $1 billion and get more vacation time. They spend their days wrangling all our crazy kids. When they go out, they should get free bottomless wine. Teachers deserve a month-long spa day and cucumbers on the rise. 'Cause if you ask them why the spa's using veggies, they'll explain it's 'cause of the enzymes. Teachers should have a prom for teachers so they can dress in fancy clothes. The guidance counselor does the Tucson slide and the students have to chaperone. Miss Weaver, Mr. Jones, no grinding. Teachers should make $1 billion. And when it's time for arts and crafts, they should get swarmed by paparazzi who demand selfies and autographs. Teachers shouldn't have to pay their taxes. They should get cheered around the clock. At the bank, they should throw money at them. And at Chipotle, they should always get free guac. Teachers should make $1 billion. Yes, they should. Teachers should make $1 billion. Teachers should make $1 billion. Teachers should make $1 billion. Twice a week.
So,
nice.
Nice. Nice. Kimmel did, he asked parents to give their video messages about their thanks to teachers.
Okay.
Parents at home, we assume, having to conduct a lot of teaching themselves.
All right, here we go.
Dear teachers.
Dear teachers, thank you.
Thanks for all you do.
Every single day. We never fully appreciated you.
We took you for granted.
But having our kids at home has taught us,
beyond a shadow of a doubt,
that our children,
our sweet, beautiful children, are terrible,
stubborn,
selfish,
impossible monsters
who suck our life force,
begging for snacks like zoo animals,
all day on TikTok
and YouTube,
while I'm printing out 500 worksheets,
uploading videos to Google Classroom,
and trying to figure out what the hell the water cycle is. There's jelly on my laptop.
Thank you, teachers.
Thank you.
How are you not all alcoholics?
You deserve more money. Much more.
How does the president make more than you do?
We promise to never, ever,
ever
take you for granted again.
Thank you for teaching our terrible toddlers
and teenagers for 7 magical hours every day.
Where are you?
Shut up, Harper!
This message is brought to you by Trojan Brand Ultra Thick Condoms.
Nice.
Next time, double up.
Ultra
Thick. That's awesome, man.
I've forever said that I'm not the parent that, like, can't wait for summer to be over so the kids go back to school, or, like, you know, I love Christmas vacation and all of that. Like,
has that changed?
Listen, it hasn't changed, but I'm like, I don't want to teach you. I'm not a teacher. Yeah. I don't want to do this.
I'd prefer you be stupid. and pleasant.
Yep, yep.
Where's your iPad?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think there might be a new appreciation by some people for teachers. Listen, when the time is right, I'll give you some of the specifics, but not until my son is done with this current class he's taking right now. But there's a teacher that's just a total D-bag where he's going to college right now.
They're D-bags in every profession.
It's a printed list of rules that I'll bring in once he's done with that class, and I will read it on air for you because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's college professor. That's
right.
That's not a teacher, but...
You're paying for this.
Yeah.
I'm not with your taxes,
these
but
stupid
yeah.
rules. But nonetheless, thank you, teachers. And yes, we are going to be doing the coolest teacher, and it starts on Monday, so... Yep. Listen up, students, still something for you to participate in as far as school goes and thanking your teacher. So we'll get that started on Monday. This was an interesting thing that popped up.
Where did it pop up?
It's in the junk drawer.
Yeah!
They just wanted to hear Casey and Sunshine.
That's exciting.
A growing number of U.S. airlines are temporarily blocking off their middle seats in an attempt to create as much distance between passengers as possible.
Now, they have explained also with this, Preston, if the plane were to go down, you're going to have to die.
Yeah.
They're going to seal you in.
No. So I've got a list of airlines that are what they're going to be doing and what their policies are going to be.
We looked at some proposed pictures of some of the things the airlines were doing like last week. Mm-hmm. I think they seem workable, you know?
Yeah. So we'll go in alphabetical order that I have here. Alaska Airlines. They're currently blocking off middle seats on all large aircraft, though at least the end of May, while anyone flying on the carrier's small aircraft will be blocked from purchasing aisle seating through the same date.
I love aisle seats.
They said, we may need to ask you to change a previously assigned seat to provide for additional distancing. So they're keeping that. But the...
are they finally going to open up the cockpit for you to sit in?
They're blocking off the middle seat. So that's awesome, right?
Listen, I sent you an article over today. I forget what it's from, but an airline.
It's Delta.
Yeah, they should. Tell what they're going to do, because I think this is something that should go well past the pandemic.
Okay, across all of Delta's flights, middle seats within the main cabin, Delta Comfort Plus and Delta Premium Seat Select sections are not being offered to passengers. It says when booking your future seat selection via the Fly Delta app or online, middle seats will be shown as unavailable. The current seating policy extends through June 30th. Now, I think you were talking about, Steve, paying more.
You can pay to have that middle seat empty.
Right.
You can pay to block it out.
Oh, that's Frontier Airlines.
Right.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Which to me, holy hell. Would that not be wonderful?
So it's called a more room seat. Which starts at $39 extra, I assume.
Yeah.
That's about the price of a bag to have it checked, you know? So, I mean, yeah, what the hell? So it comes with a blocked middle seat to ensure distancing. So that's called the more room seat feature.
I would pay for that. That should have been something they had all along.
Yeah, right.
To block out that middle aisle.
Yeah.
Middle row. It's always the problem. Do you know anybody who loves sitting in that center seat?
No, but think about a packed flight when you're trying to get somewhere and you can't because the guy still wants more room.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, the aisle gives me the ability to at least extend out a little bit to my side. I used to love windows, but if I'm up against the bulkhead, I'm jammed in, and if I have to take a whiz, then you have to negotiate and do that dance around the other two passengers.
So
it's annoying.
The more room option would be available through August 31st, Kath. So it's not going to be an all the time thing.
Okay, not an all the time thing, right?
Though
right,
it should
okay.
be.
Yeah. And listen, I love the window seat, and if I can book myself a window seat, I will book myself a window seat every single time. But what I can't stand is when, like, a couple. A husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend that will ask you to move so that they can sit next to each other. It's like, dude, you don't...
He doesn't love you.
You don't have to sit next to him. It's not a requirement.
I remember a reaction just flying recently with my wife. We get on the plane and would you like to sit together? No, it's fine. My wife and I go, no, it's not... She's gonna read
we
her
We live
book.
Together.
I'm going to watch a movie. Yeah. I'm like,
oh, see, I don't mind that at all.
Oh, really?
Now, if it's kids, I understand.
If it's kids, I totally
even
get
teenagers.
It.
Can I
I'm
sit
like,
next to your little kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind it, especially if it moves me further up in the plane. Like, if it's a worse seat and I got to go back to that back of the plane, no. But if they're saying, hey, you can go to row 6 and I'll take your row 22, I'm like, yeah, sure.
Well, no, I mean, so you're saying, though, if you and Dennis if your seats are booked in separate parts of the plane, you don't give a rat's ass, do you? Do you have to sit right next to Dennis all the time?
I mean, I would.
You do,
no,
don't
I guess
you?
Not,
you
but
do,
I wouldn't.
Don't.
You're that... I, if somebody asked me,
tell it
I
to
would,
my heart.
I would not mind. I would be all for it.
But you wouldn't. You wouldn't do the yes.
I'm Kathy Romano, and when I fly, I can't bear to be away from my husband, Dennis. My heart tells me to sit right next to him. And complain and complain and complain.
All right, so Kathy, you're saying you don't mind being the recipient of that, but you wouldn't necessarily get on a plane, and if you and Bubba weren't sitting next to each other, you wouldn't go ask
Depends
somebody.
Depends on how long the flight is.
Mm. Yeah. I don't so she would. Care. She would. As long as my wife ends up at the same destination, you know, what are you going to do? Hey, we like to play patty cake a lot, and this is weird.
Yeah, I don't care.
She locks into her thing.
We're okay.
I've got movies.
Yeah.
I got my whole porn selection set up, and I tilt the screen so everyone down the aisle can see it.
You might meet somebody cool that you're sitting
Absolutely. Next to. Absolutely. Listen, you might meet three rows up.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you give me a handy under the blanket? Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, I'm not trying to meet anybody on that plane.
No, I'm trying to meet my iPad.
Yeah.
All right, so American Airlines is blocking off 50% of its main cabin middle seats on its aircraft, as well as any seat situated near the flight attendant's jump seats.
What about the sitting backwards, Preston? Are any of the airlines adopting that? Okay.
No, no. That was just a concept, Steve. That would be such a pain in the ass for them to retrofit all their planes like that. I don't think it would be worth it for them to do it.
I would love it because no one would want to sit in it.
The policy will remain in effect until at least May 31st. Delta Airlines, you already mentioned that. Frontier Airlines, yep, they're the more room option. Hawaiian Airlines is manually assigning seats to increase personal space on board. In doing so, the airline had also announced plans to prevent the booking of middle seats on their jets. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are passing on the middle
it's
seat.
It's the middle
thing.
Seat. Question about when you... So a lot of times when people are hovering over you, putting their luggage in the overhead compartment...
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to refine that methodology by...
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's just a prolonged exposure. It's the old the Fight Club thing. Now I got to decide whether to give you the ass or the front.
Or the wiener.
The C word.
You're going to have a third less people on the plane, too, right? So it wouldn't be...
So tell it to your heart.
Yeah.
No,
I'm trying to figure out...
Since Kathy got back from Florida, Kathy and Marissa got back from Florida for spring training, I don't know anybody who's actually been on a plane. Like, I'm trying to remember the last time I talked to somebody who flew anywhere and just like in casual conversation.
You know, I have. And Nick, the report was is that the flight was packed.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
So there was supposed to be an uptick in flights this week, I believe it was. I don't know. I haven't
for Cinco
heard
de Mayo.
If there was or not, but I don't know. Nick. I haven't spoken to anybody who has.
And you had to cancel for Memorial Day, right, Kath?
Yeah. So you know what? Actually, I'll tell you guys what I learned. So I was supposed to be going away for Memorial Day, and I had to cancel my flight. And from the time I booked it until the time I canceled it, they changed the itinerary. Okay, so it was then leaving at 9:30 in the morning, which obviously was not something I would have been able to do. And there was a layover for like less than 2 hour flight. It was ridiculous. So we just kind of sat on it and we looked at it. We weren't quite sure exactly what was going to happen, if we were going to be able to go. And as it started to look more and more like, you know, you're not getting on a flight, you're not going anywhere on vacation, we went to book it. Well, what the airline had done was they switched it back from that alternative itinerary. They moved it back to what it originally was. So because it was the original time that I had booked and when I canceled it, I couldn't get a refund.
That seems like a bizarre shell game.
Right. That's what I was pissed about, because they had changed it and then they changed it back. So if I would have canceled when they had moved the time to 9:30, I would have been refunded. But because they changed it back to the original time, it was me canceling, not them.
Well, you That's not the way you keep your client base happy by doing things like that. So when all of this started to get shut down, Preston, both you and I had planned you were going to go to your mom and I was going to go to my dad, and this involved flights. I got screwed out of my airline, my flight, which happened to be cheap to begin with. It was to Dallas. I got a good deal. But still, my hotel room canceled immediately, and I got the refund. That was fine. But I'm like, man, you bastards. I mean, I understand it was right in this maelstrom of stuff, and no one knew exactly what was going on.
But they're they're telling us we can't fly, yet they're not going to give us our money back.
No, you can fly. Well,
no, you're being recommended not to fly.
You're being recommended,
yeah.
But, I mean, you still can. I don't know.
They recommend that you listen to your heart.
Right, if you will, please. Listen to your heart. I started a few years ago. I started buying the insurance every time I buy a ticket.
So is that, like, even just for, like, a flight down to Florida, you can get insurance?
Yeah, any flight. Any flight at all. And if you got to cancel and if it's at the last minute, it from what I understand, it covers you. So it's extra money, but I've had occasions where I almost had to cancel flights because something I didn't foresee coming happened. And fortunately, it didn't. And I've never had an issue. But I'm like, you know, it got me to go ahead and, look, I'll pay the extra
$75
or whatever it happens to be. To possibly skip the fact that I might lose $500, you know what I mean?
Right. So it's a gambling.
It's exactly
your inner
what
Devereaux
it is.
Comes out.
Yeah, totally.
I had to cancel basically two flights. I was supposed to go to London with my mother,
which is in Europe.
Well, that is in is it Europe next still, or did they Brexit from Europe? Whatever, it's in Europe. So anyway, Steve, the point I'm trying to make is
yes, it is.
Okay. The point I'm trying to make here is I thought I was supposed to be able, I was supposed to get a full refund.
Okay.
I don't know if I read things wrong or not, but the refund has not showed up on my credit card.
Well, they
yet.
Spell the word color differently, so maybe that's what threw you off.
Right. And it might have been. No, it was all written in American English, and I could have sworn it said, it didn't say anything about a travel voucher or, you know, it said you should see a refund. It said in 14 business days.
Did you?
And I also don't really have access to my credit card records, but my wife has said that she has not seen the refund show up on my credit card statement yet, and it's been over a month now.
It might be time to pursue it now.
2 months,
They're starting to try to re-entice, as things start to relax a little bit, and they're going to try to re-entice people to start flying again.
Right.
Does anybody know, to that point, Preston, as you're going through all this stuff, is the standard airfare dramatically lower right now?
Yes,
I would
is.
Assume it would have to be, yes?
Yeah, so Steve, I booked a flight out west later this summer, and I was telling Kathy this yesterday, the day before. I looked at the flight and what we paid, and right now, if I were to book that flight again, it was about a half, 40%. So I'm actually considering canceling that flight and then just rebooking it. Because it would save so much money.
Man, I'd French kiss a leopard to fly like that.
So just if you do have to cancel a flight, this is what I learned, is that if there's a 60-minute or more change in your flight itinerary, that you can cancel and then you'll get the refund. But that you have, I think it's 24 hours. Look at the policies, but I think it's 24. You have 24 hours before your flight to cancel. Wait until the last minute, because if the airline cancels the flight, then obviously you'll get refunded instead of just a credit for flying if you're not somebody who flies often and wants that credit.
In essence, Preston, it is, you're gambling.
Yeah.
You can play the odds.
Yeah. All right, so some airlines are blocking the middle seat, and others just are lessening the amount of people that are on board. So.
Isn't it funny, though, if you stop and think about it? There's been an aggressive move to tighten up the seating to lower the distance between you and the seat in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
They've been jamming people and packing them in.
Yep, now they're
going the complete opposite way.
Totally. They've been absolutely trying to cram more seats into planes every year, and now they're going the other way.
I did Southwest. Was that it? Is that the super cheap?
Yep.
Yeah, so Southwest basically, as I said before, is a flying SEPTA bus. And that's, I mean, the seats are uncomfortable. There's not even a pouch in the back of the seat.
You're probably talking about JetBlue.
I think you did Frontier or Spirit. You did one of those two.
Maybe it's Spirit.
Whatever's a flying bus. Whatever's a flying uncomfortable bus.
Southwest is actually pretty good.
Okay, because this was
they're a lot of fun, and they're, you know, you get to pick your own seat anyway. But,
yeah, it's bare bones, nothing.
Is this when you went to Universal?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain you flew Spirit.
Because I remember you saying that.
Okay.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
All right, so check with your airline as to what's going on. Now, it wouldn't be the junk drawer if we didn't get to another subject, so we're going to move
on.
I want
four more.
We're not going to have time because we got to go on Fox Good Day in just a little bit. Miami-based Norwegian Cruise Line warned investors Tuesday it might be forced to go out of business because of the pandemic.
Wow.
Norwegian is trying to raise money to get through the global health crisis, announcing that it's arranged to borrow $400 million from investment firm L. Catterton.
Preston. $200 million each. We could own that.
We could
sucker.
Go in on that. Yeah. Or we could bail them out.
Yeah.
Norwegian also announced plans to raise nearly $1.7 billion more.
And, like a billion.
And said it's cutting significant costs, including furloughing and reducing the hours of some employees. So,
thank you for coming today, Norwegian investors.
They might may not survive.
So. Norwegian had... music starts instantly. Norwegian had, in over the past couple of years, with like Legionnaires and stuff like that, Which cruise line has suffered the most bad press? Is it Norwegian?
Oh, I don't know.
Because there's
been, Carnival's had some stuff happen, haven't
Carnival,
they?
Yeah.
What, you mean with like sickness?
Yeah, the neurovirus usually is what they end up, the puking and crapping thing. And like loads of people will get it and it spreads like wildfire.
Now less puking and crap.
Yeah,
but okay, so there I can see that. I mean, it's, though yet we've heard reports that some cruises are getting booked up like crazy.
Carnival Cruise Line announced Monday that it plans to start up some of its cruises again in August, with voyages that depart from Miami and Cape Canaveral in Florida and Galveston, Texas, to the Caribbean. They said it chose those ports because they're accessible by car for most guests.
Right.
They named 8 ships, stopping in locations including the Bahamas and Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and Mexico. Cruises were stopped because many of them had coronavirus outbreaks. But Carnival didn't say what measures it would take to prevent future outbreaks.
Well, I heard one of their plans, and I think it's kind of ingenious. They're going to actually tie up all the lifeboats and pull it behind the ship.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you'll sit.
And you'll sit in the lifeboat.
Yes, okay. For maximum separation.
So, all right, more cruises.
They stopped doing cruises out of Philadelphia, right? They resumed that for a little. I haven't seen anything.
I don't think so. Okay, so I think the closest is either New York or Baltimore. You could do it out of the cruise terminal in South Philly, but I believe that they stopped that because it just wasn't making a lot of money for the cruise lines.
So when they did do that, because from what I understand, that when tankers are coming across the Atlantic and they want to come up the Delaware, they actually have to park basically outside the Delaware Bay, and then they have to wait for like basically boat pilots to come down from Philadelphia to then they take over
to pilot them in,
and they pilot them in.
Yeah,
so they
no,
have to do the same thing with the cruise ships as well.
I believe so. Yeah. Wasn't there something that we talked about? And I think this is the case. You're talking about regular ships, regular cargo ships, and things of that nature. Sometimes they open up passage on those.
Yeah,
right. Yep. We talked about that. Yep, Preston. It's an exceedingly cheap way. You're getting virtually none of the amenities. Only basically,
Yeah.
A bed and some food.
I think they'll do that. I remember one time we took a Viking cruise line. We were in Sweden and we were going to Finland, and it was just an overnight thing.
Right.
And there were some, they looked like airplane seats just in this one room where if you didn't want a cabin and you just wanted a ride, you could just get a seat.
Right.
It was a hell of a lot cheaper than having a room. So I know they did that on there, but Steve, I think I remember, seeing like on some... you know, like tankers and things like that they had available. They let you take it a ride.
They
like,
figure
there's nothing to do, but you
they
know,
have the space.
Yeah.
If they can make money off that space, and there's a couple extra cabins, why not?
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, just some stuff in the junk drawer. Sorry, it was a short segment, but we have to stay on time because we're going to go live on Fox Good Day in just a few minutes, and we also have an appointment with some cash for you. Ooh. MMR's Rock Refund is coming up 8 o'clock, your first chance. Let's take a break, and also we're going to have Julia Ray. She's a local gal who is on the show Listen to Your Heart, The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart.
Listen to Your Heart.
So we'll get to her in a little while, too. Stay there. We'll be back in a moment.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
For about 30 seconds or 3 minutes, I don't know. 30 seconds away from going live on Fox Good Day. I just saw a 3 and then some other gang symbols.
30 minutes.
30 seconds. All right, so we're going to do that in a little bit. And don't forget, shortly thereafter, after we get to the B-file most likely, Your first shot at winning $500 MMR's Rock Refund. It's going to happen two times on the show alone. And then we have five more times throughout the course of the day. This wraps up on Monday, so don't miss out. There's the music going live on Fox. Let's hear
it.
Hey, Preston and Steve. We found this. It was a woman. She's a wife. And she says that she's noticed that her husband has not been showering because he doesn't have to go to work and will go days without showering because, I'm going to be around the house. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
Yeah. Don't like it.
Yeah. A couple of my kids have been trying to pull that off, and we've had to bring the hammer down on that. But, I find I have to shower. Even if I was at home every day.
Every day.
To work, I would have to shower. Have to. It's part of my ritual of being a human being.
Are you showering consistently?
Because, in Europe, they don't shower every day in Europe. And I remember in high school, there were some girls who were saying, it's not natural to shower every day. It dries your skin out.
And those people stink.
Yeah.
And that's the... Yeah. Honestly, no. It's 50%, obviously, hygiene, but it also wakes you up.
Yeah.
It gets the day going. It's part of my ritual. You know? So that, for me, I'm good for usually two showers a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can. If I'm exercising, I take two showers
a day. You have to. Yeah. I mean, just because the Europeans do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to do it.
I may be in trouble then.
Why?
Because during this pandemic, I have gone from, I get up at 4:00 in the morning. Friday morning, I take a shower and have gone till Monday morning without showering. Now, I didn't see anybody.
So basically, the next time someone
animal.
See you. Yeah.
Yeah. Animalistic.
I that would not, even when I've been deathly ill, I will take a shower.
Mike, are you changing your underwear at least?
Are you changing your underwear?
What underwear?
No. Rocking the commando, man.
Would that be a waste to put on clean underwear when
I would
dirty?
Think so, yeah.
If you're going to do it all the way.
Mm-hmm. No, but you could shower with your underwear on. Kill two birds, right?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. No, that to me, that's a loathsome concept. I've never been, I don't even think even in college. So your kids are not consistently
showering. But
I'm alone. I always, but
don't you feel better after you shower?
Oh, I feel much better after I shower.
Well, so then there.
Besides,
I'm alone.
My detachable shower head is my lover.
The giant conundrum about the kids and the not showering thing is that, you know, you tell them, you beg them, please get in the shower, and they resist and resist, and eventually they get in the shower, and then they stay in there for 45 minutes to an hour.
What's going on in there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if they were doing that, they'd be taking showers 4 or 5 times a
right,
day.
Right, right. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Perhaps
get it
reacquaint yourself with that aspect of life. You'll shower a lot more.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you all, we got about a minute for this.
Right.
What have you all learned about yourselves since the pandemic started and quarantining started?
Anything in particular? That I like to go off and do things on my own in the house. I mean, I found that I need to have something going on. I need to be working on something all the time.
I've discovered that my life in general prior to the pandemic was in quarantine. There hasn't been that much of a shift. Like now I can look at that movie Papillon where he goes into solitary confinement and go, I could do that. Because there's not much difference between my regular working schedule and quarantine.
What about you, Mike?
I've noticed that I don't mind it. I hate to say it because everybody's freaking out. But I used to be out almost every night socially to promote the show and go to fundraisers and stuff like that.
Right.
Now, I haven't done that in 2 months, and I'm not missing it.
Mm. Well, you know what? No one else is because now you're kind of stinking. So no one wants you out there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're glad. Very good point. It's good for all of us.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you later, guys. Thank you. Yeah,
you
showering thing.
See you next, Wednesday.
Got to shower.
It wakes you up. It makes me feel better. It starts the day off.
All right, we got a moment before we have to reveal the word real quick. I'm going to do a shout out. This is sent to Kathy, sent to me, Mike from Superfit. My daughter, Alexa, listens to your podcast every day in Australia. And I think she qualifies as your farthest listener. Can you give her and her fiance, Reese, a shout out? She told us today she gets her news from you.
Oh, my God.
And I think she would get a real smile out of it. They were going to get married in San Diego in October, but I've had to cancel and reschedule until next year because of the Australian travel ban and obviously our crisis here. Thanks. That is from Mike Burkowski. So a shout out, if you would, please, to a listener in Australia.
You know, you think about Australia, they just came off those massive fires.
Yeah.
Welcome, pandemic.
Mm-hmm. So they said that there maybe are furthest listeners. There's got to be a way on the internet to figure out where our exact opposite
point on the earth is.
On the earth is, right?
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
Yeah, probably. I'm gonna try and figure that out.
And?
Because I was thinking at a certain point, you are then
certifiably the furthest from us.
Certifiably the furthest from us, and if you're not there, then you're coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay.
I hear you, bro.
So if a quick Google search says, Casey, that the opposite side of the world to Philadelphia is Augusta in Western Australia.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So if you just go right through the earth, through the core from Philly, that's where you will end up.
Okay, word up to our Augusta listeners.
If we have a listener in Augusta, Australia, please get in touch with us and you will officially be the farthest listener.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool. It's called the antipode, anyway, A-N-T-I-P-O-D-E. The antipode of Philadelphia is in Australia.
I love that.
Good to know. All right, it's 8:01. We got to do this.
93.3 WMMR. Now, your rock refund keyword.
All right, and the word is push. P-U-S-H. You have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter that, and there are three ways to do it. You can text it to the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or to be automatically entered for the $10,000 grand prize, enter on the MMR mobile app at WMMR.com. One random entry wins $500 in our company-wide contest. That person will get a call from Beasley, so be sure to answer your phone. Contest rules are available at WMMR.com. It's sponsored by A&T Subaru and Chevy in Sellersville. Seven chances to win each day. This is the first one. So the word is push, P-U-S-H. Good luck to you.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, I'm going to start with a bit of a ghost story. The ghost of a Randy monkey haunts the halls of a grand English country estate where romantic ghost hunters flock to tie the knot.
A horny monkey ghost?
That's exactly it. Tourists can often hear the specter laughing while pleasuring itself in Athelhampton Hall in Dorset. And the venue even has soul-searching couples clamoring to have their weddings held there in hope of having a pervy primate appear in the background of their...
This feels so good.
...of their pictures.
Oh, my God. It's so great to have these large simian hands.
The lovable apes' afterlife antics have helped the hall to be named as one of the most haunted houses in England after being listed on the We Buy Any Homes list.
Welcome to Monkey Jack in It Hall.
Of the nine most ghostly properties. The 15th century house was originally built by the Martin family, whose crest featured an excited monkey sitting on a tree stump. What? The estate's motto was, and I quote, "He who looks at Martin's ape will look at him." And ever since, the horny ghost of Martin's monkey has haunted the sprawling country pile, making it a go-to destination for curious phantom fanatics.
So there was, in fact, at some point, a monkey on the premises.
That is correct. I'll reveal the story. Right. One tourist, John Morrison, took his entire family to the estate, spoke excitedly about the spanking spook. He said, "We heard that Martin monkey, who haunts the house, loves to scratch his privates while swinging around. We didn't see him, which is a shame because it would have been a real sight."
Oh, my God, I'm going to shoot.
Apparently, he's not terrifying. Quite friendly is what we heard.
Even though my nails are not manicured, I'm still excited beyond all imagination.
According to the local legend, the unconventional Martin family did have a pet ape, which was free to wander the halls. And when one of the Martin daughters had an unhappy love affair and decided to kill herself, the compassionate monkey began following her around. When she climbed a set of hidden stairs to a secret room, the ape trailed behind and watched as she took her own life with the door bolted. And by the time the family searched the house and grounds eventually located the room,
so freaking hot,
the ape had starved to death next to her body.
That's how committed the ape was to her.
And now it was locked in the room.
Well, that too.
Yeah, so now it's
50-50.
It's ghost haunts the hall after scratching at the paneling of a secret room and staircase in an eternal frantic attempt to escape while pleasuring himself.
Wow.
But
talk about a legend.
The monkey is not alone. The house is reputed to have six other ghosts, all human, by the way. But there's a spanking it monkey ghost.
Do the humans jack it as well? Or
they
is
didn't
it...
indicate that. In Louisiana, Walker, Louisiana, police are searching for they're searching for an aggressive chicken at a Louisiana bank.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
The Walker Police Department responded to the complaint about the brazen chicken on Friday, the agency said in a social media post. Witnesses told police the chicken had
Yes, I'm Agent Simmons with the chicken files.
had been spotted at the bank multiple times last week, approaching patrons at the ATM.
Paranormal chickens are quite common.
Chasing customers and even attempting to climb into cars in the drive-thru. Officials said officers responded to the bank within a few minutes
chicken,
of the call.
Chicken, if you're here, make a sound.
But they that's a chicken part. But they found the pesky poultry had already escaped. The suspect remains on the loose, and police advised residents to avoid confronting the animal and instead call for help. You got the two stories confused. It was chicken. It wasn't a ghost chicken.
It's a real chicken, not a ghost chicken?
But we let Gene go. Let Gene go, yes.
I got confused.
According
to... Too many animal stories.
Troopers with the Utah Highway Patrol, listen to this. A five-year-old boy was pulled over driving his parents' car on the freeway on Monday. How is that even possible?
Dude.
Had to have been a really tall five-year-old.
It's a big kid, because I saw a picture of him.
Yep.
A big kid, kind of a... Kind of chunky little kid.
But even still.
But to do that, I mean, remember when you got your license? Remember when you were learning to drive?
Mm-hmm.
How unnerving the concept of going on a freeway was?
Listen, I've seen five-year-olds drive Power Wheels and they don't even know how to, like, steer that.
Yeah.
UHP said a trooper initiated a traffic stop on what he thought was an impaired driver. Turns out the young man, age five, told troopers that he left home after an argument with his mom in which she told him that she would not buy him a Lamborghini. He decided he'd take the car and go to California and buy one himself. This is in Utah. The kid wanted to drive to California.
He's got pluck.
I'm telling you.
Little bastard.
Trooper said that he might have been short on the purchase amount as he only had $3 in his wallet. Trooper said the five-year-old somehow made his way up onto the freeway in his parents' car. There is video when the trooper pulled the boy over, believe
it
or not.
It's my understanding that they actually took the kid in a Lamborghini ride. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay, this idiot, and I'm going to have to paraphrase what this politician said. A New Hampshire state representative resigned over the weekend following a bizarre tweet apparently meant to cast doubt on the sexual assault allegations against former vice president, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Richard Comey, a Manchester Democrat and Biden supporter, submitted his resignation letter early Saturday morning at the request of the House Speaker, Steve Shurtleff, who said he was appalled by the lawmaker's comments. In a tweet, Comey said he believed Tara Reid, the former state Senate staffer who recently came forward with her accusation of Biden, did something with his fingers, is what she's indicating. Mm-hmm. This guy... idiot thinking?
I know this story.
He said she was looking for attention and had made up the allegation based on the anatomy of a woman's body. Judging by the position of the female organs, it will not be easy for anyone to just put their finger, blah, 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 unless there is some cooperation from the female herself. That is why I believe Tara Reid's allegation is false. This guy... tweeted this.
How?
What were you? You can believe what you want to believe.
Yeah.
You know?
I have anecdotal evidence. Well, no. It's wrong on every level.
Yeah. So the House Speaker asked for him to quit, and he did.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Immediately.
Is this about stealing your sandwich out of the fridge? No, about that finger-blasting comment.
Yeah. So he did. And then he's backpedaling on this now, and he's apologized and asked for forgiveness from survivors of sexual violence.
Stay off Twitter.
It was like
off Twitter.
It was like the one guy, Steve, I forgot, was in New York, maybe an anchor who said, "Well, you should lay back and just enjoy it."
Tex Antoine.
No,
yeah. Tex Antoine was an alcoholic weatherman, and he was on Eyewitness News in New York. And this not only was it a story about rape, it was a young girl.
Oh, idiots.
Oh, God.
And he said, well, as the proverb goes, when rape is inevitable, lay back and enjoy it.
No.
Okey-dokey.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sorry to end on a heavy one there, but yeah. We need to remind you that there's a word that can net you $500, and the word is push, P-U-S-H. So send that over now. You have until 15 minutes after the hour, so you got some time left. And you can text it to 45911, or you can enter in the MMR mobile app or WMMR.com. Remember, the word is push, P-U-S-H. We are going to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. Don't forget Julie Ray from Listen to Your Heart.
Listen to your
heart. The Bachelor will be joining us at 9 o'clock and more. We'll be right back.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So this is very interesting. In some places, Wendy's is not selling hamburgers. They've taken them off the menu.
Because of the shortage?
Because of a beef shortage, potential beef shortage. Actually, yeah, grocery stores Costco, Kroger, they've announced limited stocks of beef. And it's because, you know, there's been some, like meat packing plants and
some flare ups.
Yeah, where they've had, they've had to shut way down.
Well, two of the main meat packing plants I don't want to give the wrong number, but it was something like 50 or 60%. They were down to, as far as the workforce goes, a lot of their workers were out with coronavirus.
So beef shortages were reported at Wendy's and locations in California, South Carolina, and Kentucky on Monday. However, Chicago Wendy's, the Baconator bacon cheeseburger was still available to order, so you can still get that.
It's regional.
Yeah.
But and they've mandated that the plants need to stay open, and they're apparently working with the systems. I have to say, Wendy's,
well, what do you order?
I order the salads.
I was going to say, what do you get? Oh. You pull up to Wendy's, there's no burger. What are you going to order? I'll tell you what I get.
Yeah.
I get the chili.
Do you really?
The chili.
Yeah. I virtually never.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time I got a Wendy's burger. I will get, you're right, the chicken garden salad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the breadsticks are awesome. But the, and the chili.
They have baked potatoes, too. I believe they used to.
Yeah, we used to get those. I don't know if they do anymore, but when I was younger, we used to always get the baked potatoes there.
And the ice cream dessert.
Yeah, I would get the baked potato and pour the chili on that.
That sounds good, too.
You savage.
I rarely get the burger at Wendy's. I usually get the spicy chicken sandwich when I go. Yeah.
Okay, so
that's a kick-ass chicken sandwich, too. Oh, my God.
We're going to open up the floor.
Happy days are here.
We're going to open up the floor to this. What item on the menu of a restaurant, a fast food restaurant, that is its main thing? Wendy's is burgers. That's it. That's the bread and butter. Yeah. The bread and butter is burgers.
Yes.
Anyway, what do you order? What would you order that is not the main thing? What at Arby's besides roast beef? What is your go to? Oh. McDonald's besides burgers? What is your go to?
I can hit every one of them.
Chick-fil-A besides the chicken? What do you go to?
Do they even sell anything besides?
That's
chicken?
A good question. I don't know. Fries. Let's find out. 215-263-WMMR.
Chick-fil-A might be a little refined. Arby's, you mentioned.
Yes.
Arby's deli sandwiches.
Yeah.
Carter
had a Reuben the other day.
I love the roast beef, but their deli sandwiches are great.
Yep, Kath.
So if I ever get fast food, I never order the burger. Even like you said, I didn't even know Wendy's was known for their burger. I mean, now that you say that, okay, I know the commercials
and
stuff like that.
Yeah, it's called old-fashioned burgers and where's the beef and all that stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, but I've never had, I don't think I could probably say I've never had a burger from Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King.
Like, what? You've never had a burger from McDonald's?
No.
What's wrong with you?
The burgers are actually better these days.
When I was in high school, I used to get like this weirdo veggie burger, which really wasn't a burger. It was just vegetables on a bun.
I've got to sit down.
I know. I don't. My head is spinning.
I've got to sit down.
I do like meat, but I would more so prefer chicken in any situation. So I think that that's like what it stems from. I always would get as a kid like chicken nuggets or the chicken sandwich. Yeah. But yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't Dare know I that say, I've ever had a McDonald's burger.
That's un-American. That's un-American. Mm-hmm.
She's a communist puppet.
I could tell you who has the best chicken nuggets, but...
Who has the best chicken nuggets?
Well, Chick-fil-A, but other than Chick-fil-A, I would say, at least from what I remember as a kid, I don't know what it currently is because I don't really go that often, but Wendy's.
Okay.
Kathy, I worked at McDonald's for 4 years. During the entire time that I worked there, never had one burger, didn't have a Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese the entire time. I always defaulted to the chicken sandwiches or the nuggets. Steve, the chicken salad that they used to sell at McDonald's was really good. And just getting back to Wendy's real quick, one thing that they should bring back, the Super Bar. I loved the Super Bar that they had at Wendy's. You could get pasta. You could get they would take the buns and make garlic bread out of it.
See, my issue, Wendy's burgers are good, but they're a billion calories. I mean, they're
good.
They're good. They're just full. I mean, that's the deal. Yeah. So, but the I'll tell you one that's, if you want to talk about a place, I don't even know if they exist anymore. But a place that was known specifically for one thing, I ate the secondary menu item all the time. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Okay.
Had the most rocking chicken.
Oh.
Fried chicken.
You know
what? It was like big. It was basically the same way they would prepare the fish.
Yeah.
Battered.
Yeah.
Fried. They do to the chicken.
I would do similar at Long John Silver's.
Yes.
Now, I did like their fish an awful lot, but that was my go-to. But if I wasn't going to get that, their chicken was great because I loved the batter.
And the batter. Fantastic. And then they had the big sort of, the British fries or version of fries with the, I don't know what they dip their fries in, but whatever it was really good.
Dude, at Long John Silver's, this is how disgusting we were.
Our diets?
We would just get a boat, the little boat that the fish would come in,
uh-huh,
full of just the fried batter leftover crunchies. We would say, can we get this full of crunchies?
So good.
And you just, it's fried batter.
Yeah, but that's what you do. Like when I went to fish and chips places and when we were in London, that's a menu item. And that's something that people do all the time.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's so good for you.
I'm trying to think. I was going to go somewhere. I can't remember.
What about KFC? I mean, what do you have besides chicken there?
Honestly, well, the potato wedges.
KFC, which I honestly, it's my Super Bowl.
Yeah.
KFC is my thing. Well, that's a secondary item. Like something else besides.
Into KFC.
There's
and
nothing
I asked,
else.
There's
I
nothing
asked
else.
If they had anything on the menu that wasn't fried, and they reminded me that the name of the restaurant was Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I was like, oh yeah.
There is nothing, Nick, at KFC approximating a salad. There is nothing.
No.
Nothing other than pickles.
I mean, I appreciate your desire for lower calories, Steve, but like any of these places that you go to, that's not why you're going to those places.
No, and they know that. He was right to chide you.
Yeah.
And take you out and point to the fried and the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Actually, at KSC, when I was in high school, they had a chocolate parfait, and that I would get all the time and not get any sort of chicken or fried items. I would just go there for the parfait.
Marissa?
I've learned all the secret items at all of these restaurants, and one of my favorites I've gotten recently is I went to Boston Market just to get mac and cheese.
Okay. You like their mac and cheese?
Their mac and cheese is really good.
It's like little kid mac and cheese.
Yeah. They're really cheesy and
it's super duper orange colored. Yep. Yellow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, their rotisserie chicken is excellent, but they have baked chicken cutlets.
Yeah. And their meatloaf is good.
And you've
too.
Got and meatloaf. Meatloaf. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll get just like a veggie plate too. It's just cream spinach, mac and cheese, and then like maybe like something sweet that they do.
Back when
just at a college. Oh, sorry.
No, back when there used to be sit-in Pizza Huts, we would go there just to get the breadsticks and not even get pizza.
Those are good.
Yeah, they are.
Kath?
Just out of college when I was working at NBC 10, a friend and I, we would drive down City Avenue and we would go to Kentucky Fried Chicken for the potato wedges that Casey mentioned before. But I will say, I've never had chicken from KFC.
But you've had the potato wedges. They're good, aren't they?
Potato wedges. That's what we would drive down
All I have
for.
To say to you is, dust for dunya, comrade.
Never had a burger from McDonald's, never had chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken. But you've eaten other things at these restaurants. These are
Give
what
our best
these
to
are,
Putin.
Yeah, these are what they're known for. These are exactly, and that's but that's the point of this conversation. Would you order that is not the main fare and not necessarily a side dish? I can get going to McDonald's and just getting fries. But they're known for burgers, and you've never had a hamburger there. You always get the chicken. Interesting.
I have a classic one.
Okay.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Had, maybe they still have them, the most kick-ass tacos.
Yes. No they kidding. Were awesome. They had, it was called the Super Taco, and I used to get it all the time, and it was weird because it was like all mushed together.
Yeah.
Technically, it wouldn't be considered a great taco, but no. I loved them.
I don't know what it was. It was just it. And you looked forward to it, and yes. nothing could stop you. It's like Harold and Kumar level commitment to getting those tacos.
And that's a burger joint. Yeah. Exactly. So they would sell chicken sandwiches at speaking of Harold and Kumar, at White Castle, yeah. but I
never had them.
Never.
I was there for some serious burger action.
What's the off-menu item at a Taco Bell?
I don't know. I was trying to think of that, Nick.
There was something called the Bell Beefy.
Is it a burger?
No, it was almost like a shart on a roll.
And it was actually on a roll.
It was on like a roll. Like
okay,
a burger
then that
roll.
Would be way off. Okay.
So that and I don't know. I love Taco Bell, but that side I don't even know if it's still on the menu. But it was my first introduction to Taco Bell, and I remember I hated Taco Bell for years.
That's not a good until introduction.
Like, exactly. Yeah. I don't know why that was recommended to me, and then I got reintroduced to it. And I'm like, oh my god,
Nick.
This
now
is
I have
awesome.
Had tacos from Taco Bell. I
there you go. Okay. Yes, because you are an American,
right.
Nick.
Mexican American.
To answer your question, Nick, they do have sides that would like so they now have the fries at Taco Bell has French fries, which you know I don't know what the point of that is, but
are they good?
They're serviceable. They're you know
you dip them in the cheese.
Of all of the French fries in all fast foods, is probably the worst. But it's like they say, like even bad pizza's okay.
Right.
What's the side item there that you would get?
So what I was going to say is they have, I would say like dessert items that are actually really really good. So the cinnamon twists. Are really good. The caramel apple empanada is really good.
Is there something besides a taco that's a main menu item that you get that supersedes?
Yeah, because there's tacos and burritos and things like that.
Gordita crunches.
Like, in other words, if they had lobster,
right.
that would be an anomaly.
Yeah,
so you got to have Taco Bell lobster.
That all falls into the line, so it's hard to say. Marissa, you have something to point out?
Just one more. Has anybody ever had the pasta from Pizza Hut?
No.
No.
I've had the pizza at Pasta Hut, though.
No, Pizza Hut introduced a few years ago, like, these rigatoni or, like, baked ziti type things, but they always have, like, chicken and stuff on
I remember that. Yep, I never did have it.
I'm curious.
I don't know.
Good.
Yep. Let me go to some calls. Something that is not the main item. I will go to Will. Hi, Will. Good morning. Will, are you... Oh, wait, no. Let's try that again. Now we can hear you, Will. How you doing, man?
Good. You guys rock.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right. What restaurant?
So at Arby's, if they don't have the beef and cheddar, which is always my go-to, I will get the market fresh sandwiches because they're really good, especially their turkey club.
Oh yeah,
their chicken salad. Like they are like when they first came out, you know, and they were talking about how like they used to have it, like how fresh they were and all that. I said, sure, I have to try it. Because I don't normally eat fast food, but when I do it, it is Arby's. So I tried it, and they are really good. They were never, you know, for what you paid for, they were always a really good sandwich.
So we were working at, we were working at Y100, Preston, you remember, and there was an Arby's up the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And they first came out with that stuff, and we went, and that became a go-to all the time when we went for lunch.
Yeah, those are, that's a good follow, absolutely, good follow-up. All right, let me go to, all right, so speaking of Wendy's is not... In some locations, not selling burgers because of a beef shortage. So what do you get? I mean, that's what they're known for. I'm going to go to Jen. Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
What's up?
Hey, so I do not like Wendy's burgers. I don't know what it is. Kathy, I am an American, and I prefer the McDonald's burgers. But I really like, they have like a spicy chicken Asiago sandwich. Ooh. We can get it grilled, regular or spicy, and I like the spicy chicken. So okay. That's my usual go-to, and also you can't go to Wendy's without getting a Frosty. Yeah,
the Frosty. By the way, and I've said this many times, and it's my personal journey, my life journey. When they used to market it as an option to a milkshake, and I remember having a full blown cerebral hemorrhage trying to suck that through a straw until I realized, no. This is a dessert, and it's a hell of a dessert.
Wendy's was the first place I remember that ever offered a grilled chicken option. Because before that, all were, you know, fried, battered chicken breasts of some type. But they were the first to come out. It had honey mustard on it, lettuce and tomato. I loved it.
Good stuff.
So that's still a follow-up. Nick?
Preston, you mentioned, you know, the beef shortage at Wendy's. Will that affect their ability to serve the chili as well?
I don't know. It might have meat in it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it does. Yeah.
It's
you're
a
right.
meat-based chili. I mean, they may sell a veggie version of it, but and I love their chili too, but I don't know if this burger shortage or beef shortage. You're right, Case. Maybe it is a turkey chili. I don't know.
All right. So what is a place that's known for something, but you order something else? I'm going to go to Pat. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning. Gazooks.
Gazooks. What's up, bud?
First time call here. Actually, if you guys go to Dairy Queen, their burgers and chicken strips and chicken sandwiches are amazing.
Okay.
Dairy Queen?
Yeah. They used to, there are some of them that serve hot food, and they used to be called a Dairy Queen Brazier back in the day.
Like John Brazier?
Yeah, exactly. And those had a grill. And there was one from my high school that was down the street, and we were allowed to leave for lunch, and so we would go down to Dairy Queen and get burgers.
For a while, I'll have to check that out. For a while, Rita's was selling Nathan's hot dogs.
Yes. I remember that.
And obviously we know Nathan's, they're great, so it's not like it was their own thing, but it was something that they sold. A lot of people don't know that.
And Brewster's too, right, Steve? Weren't Brewster's and Nathan's right next to each other first?
That was another one. Oh, man, I had a good one. I can't remember.
What about, like, Roy Rogers? I never really cared for their Clams Casino.
Oh, my God.
Were they more known for their roast beef sandwiches or their burgers?
The roast beef, but I love their burgers.
Okay.
The roast beef was, of the two, Roy Rogers and Arby's, I preferred the Arby's roast beef.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gone to Roy Rogers.
Are they still around?
What's it like
in St. Petersburg?
Well, no, I think maybe I didn't have one near me growing up. I don't know.
Roy Rogers, or what was the one that converted to
Hardee's? Like they were I think it's the same parent company. There was some Roy Rogers along the Turnpike for a stretch.
And I dug Hardee's.
Mm. Here's what I was going to ask. Let's take the cheesesteak joints. The ones that are absolutely, positively known for, and that's what you get, talking Pat's, Gino's, Jim's, whatever you want, Tony Luke's, whatever it is. Do you go there and order something else? Does Pat's even offer anything? And chicken cheesesteaks don't count.
Okay.
And
what about French fries?
Chicken cheesesteaks don't count.
That's what I was going to go to, because that's my go-to.
I prefer Pat's over Gino's, not because of the steaks, but because I think Pat's fries are better. So I think Pat's and Gino's steaks are very, very comparable and very similar, but I just think that Pat's fries are superior. That's why I go to Pat's over Gino's.
Okay. Let me go to Dave. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Puds.
Hey, what's up, Puds?
And a special good morning to Mrs. Stalin.
Mrs. Stalin.
Go
Mrs.
ahead.
Mrs. Stalin.
All right, Dave.
Not so much a restaurant, but Royal Farms, which is like a Wawa or a Sheetz.
Yeah.
They'll have this fried chicken that is out of this world.
Yeah, but that's what they're known for. I mean, that's kind of their calling card.
In fact, the one by me, Harleysville, the Lansdale exit off the Northeast Extension, it's got a giant rooster out in front of it. They're known so much for their chicken.
Don't they have burgers as well?
They got a lot of stuff, don't they, Dave?
Do they have burgers, Dave?
They do. They have a lot of stuff. Yeah, they have everything. It's like Wawa. They offer all kinds of sandwiches and everything.
I think their burgers are...
Go ahead. The double R burger.
The
burger with the ham on top of it. Ah.
Interesting. Ham on your burger.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. I went into a Royal Farms once, and I ordered... They did have, like, different varieties of chicken bites. Like buffalo and blue cheese, and I mean not sauces. I mean they were made in this stuff.
I love buffalo chicken.
And that's the only time I went there. But they did have a bunch of different.
Could you do me a favor and go to Ryan? I've never heard of this, Preston.
Yes, on line 4.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to him. Hey, Ryan. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up, bud?
Yeah, I mean, they've had this forever, you know, since they've been open. Nothing new because of the trends and stuff. But Chick-fil-A has a vegetarian wrap.
A veggie wrap at Chick-fil-A? I've never seen that.
Yeah, and it's actually, it's got corn in it. It's actually very good. It's very southern. It's like maybe...
We
like
got corn. Like yeah, exactly. Is it worth... It's worth the damn. It really is. It's okay?
Yeah, it honestly is. It's very okay. It's the only bad part about it, it's a little chilled. You know, they keep it in the fridge, so... The corn is a little chilled. You know, it tastes like...
I hate chilled corn on my veggie wrap.
All right. Well, his endorsement was, it's very okay.
Thanks, Ryan. It's very okay.
Hi, I'm Ronald Reagan.
Here
it's
is,
very okay.
We've got Pat's menu up here, Pat's Steaks. And, yeah, they have hot dogs. They've got a fish cake. Could you imagine going to Pat's and standing in line with everybody else and getting up to the window and then ordering a hot dog?
Well, the fear you have of not ordering correctly and then you order something so off the beaten path.
Yeah, a hot dog.
Yeah, get this douchebag a crab cake.
You get nervous. You don't know what to say. I'll just have a hot dog.
Of something that I don't know if it exists. We've talked about it many times, and I've said, you know, the Ronald Reagan, you know, Yumbo connection. But the Yumbo at Burger King used to be a sensational sandwich.
Yeah.
And
was that, I don't even know what that.
That was Canadian ham. Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, it was all. It was. You could get it any time.
Okay.
But it was Canadian ham and egg, and it was really well done. I think it was on a croissant.
Hang on here. Carrie wants to comment on the hot dogs at Pat's. Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
What's up, bitches?
Yay, bitch. What's going on?
So yeah, no, my girlfriend. It took me a long time till she would even eat a chicken cheesesteak, but she doesn't eat beef. And we went to Pat's one time and. She was like, yeah, I want to get a hot dog. And I was like,
she doesn't eat beef, but she eats hot dogs.
It's strange. Yeah, okay. Exactly. I was like, you have to order it. I can't bring myself to order a hot dog at Pet's.
Yeah.
And how was it?
She loves it. She craves it. Like, occasionally we'll have to go down just so she can get a hot dog there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
thanks,
interesting.
Gary.
My friend used to, hot dog stand that I used to go to all the time, last stand, my friend used to get the... meatball sandwiches there. And like, why?
They got
would...
the best hot dogs in the world here.
Right?
What are you having?
You go to a hot dog joint and get a meatball sandwich?
I don't know. I don't
You're
know.
Out of your mind.
Yeah.
I hate you.
let me go to Paul. Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. All right. So we're talking about Wendy's is in some locations, they're not serving hamburgers because of a beef shortage. So what do you order? And what place do you go to that is known, absolutely known for one thing, and you order something else? What is it?
Yeah, so I'll go down to Tony Luke's, even in the stadium when I go to a Phillies game, and I'm not ordering a cheesesteak. I always wait for the roast pork with provolone and broccoli rabe.
Okay.
That's a standard sandwich. That's what they're known. That's part of their thing. People love that sandwich. Yeah, I've never had it.
Yeah. Thanks,
yeah,
Paul.
It's fantastic. Real quick, may I?
Yes.
So I emailed Casey Boy yesterday. I just wanted to say thanks for the email back. I sent him a teacher appreciation video I made with some chalk art with a Yoda.
Dude, and that was amazing, man.
Thanks.
Chalk art, and it's like photo quality Baby Yoda picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to see that.
Yeah. I'll show it to you.
Who did that, Paul?
Who? I'm sorry?
He did it. Who created that?
Who created the chalk art?
The freaking painting thing, yeah.
Yeah, it was me. I did the chalk art.
I did not know that. Yeah. Excellent. Kudos. Yeah,
this is also Cement Man from March Sadness, by the way.
That must be painful when you move.
This is the first time I got on the radio.
I'm Cement Man.
He was one of our hoop
and
shooters.
Oh, that's right, dude. Yeah.
That's right.
You were great on that, by the way.
You're a fabulous artist, not as great at basketball, but that's something to fall back on.
Thanks,
Paul. I got to see this picture you sent.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's actually a YouTube video. I'll share it with you. But I went to Tony Luke's one time when I was a vegetarian in my 20s, and I got a mushroom and cheese sandwich on a long roll.
Okay.
And, you know,
Marissa's smiling. Yeah.
You've done the same thing? It was delicious.
It was delicious.
Thank you, Fuhrer.
I'm this many years old.
Where was that?
That was at Tony Luke's.
At Tony Luke's, and you got mushroom and cheese.
Mushroom and cheese.
This is in your vegetarian days.
Yeah, so it was probably my early 20s.
Okay. Let me see. All right, Katie's been on hold for a long time. I don't know if this qualifies or not, but we'll go ahead. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Katie, what's up?
All right, so I originally told Marissa the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell with grilled chicken.
Yes.
But my definite go-to during the season is chicken tortilla soup at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, what? I've had it.
I didn't even know they had it.
Yeah, it's good.
Chicken tortilla soup at Chick-fil-A.
It's slightly spicy, but it's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh. I don't know why I ordered it. I wanted something different. I guess maybe we'd been to Chick-fil-A a few times. I'm like, I want to try something different on the menu, and I ordered that. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I
thanks,
have
Katie.
An affinity for now and then if you're on the highway rest stops? If it's sort of the generic burger in the Reynolds wrap that has been cooked in...
Oh, it's like been boiled or
boiled.
Whatever. Yeah,
and it's clear, it's cereal held together by little bits of meat. For some reason, and it must be because you're usually taking a long road trip.
Yeah, listen,
it's such a spot hitter.
There are times, and I like well prepared food.
Yeah,
I, and it's great. But every now and then, just like a Mickey D's cheeseburger is
so
exactly
good.
What I need.
Yeah.
And I'll get two of them. They're small. You can just
and then you go what?
Inhale them and now if you have them too often, then you're like, this is garbage. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that about any food. If you eat it too much, you're like, I need something else. You know, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
There was a stretch where they served soup at McDonald's. Do you guys remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah.
And I think it was just Campbell's soup, to be honest. And I think that, you know, they had a co-branding thing, but I don't think they do that anymore. I haven't seen it advertised for a while.
Nick, I know this is a secondary item, but I know a lot of people who would go just to McDonald's only for their sundaes, for their ice cream. Yeah,
they're good. Yeah, the hot fudge sundae with nuts.
Let me go to...
He's a company man.
Let me go to Casey. Hi, Casey. Good morning. Is this Casey?
Tracy.
All right, you're on the air, Tracy. Go ahead.
Hi, I was just calling about Friendly's.
Yeah.
So I go to Friendly's and I'll get some takeout just for their hot dogs.
Just for the hot dogs.
I love Friendly's. I love Friendly's does that thing that we talked about. They toast. They didn't use for their burgers buns. They use like thick slices of regular bread,
right?
That they would toast and then butter the inside of the bread, and that just made the burger taste that much better.
That's what they do with the hot dog too.
Yeah,
the hot dog roll is the bread in half toasted with butter.
Sounds good.
And by the way, I think more places need to use that New England style bun for hot dogs. You guys know what I'm talking
about?
With
the thick accent.
Yes.
No, you're talking. It kind of looks like a
almost like a folded up piece of bread, basically.
Yeah, but it's
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, those are good.
Press, is there anything regionally that we don't have here that you have that is fast food that just never made its way past the Mississippi?
Yeah, toasted ravioli.
I meant like an actual restaurant, not an item.
Toasted ravioli.
Oh, an item. Jack in the Box, Hardee's, those were regulars where I lived.
Did you have Carol's?
No, didn't have Carl's.
Carl's Jr.?
Didn't have Carl's Jr., no. Lion's Choice Roast Beef.
Because now we have a Freddy's, and that was a Midwest chain, and you have one near you.
Yeah, it's not bad. That I'd never had that before. I was not familiar with it. What's that, Kath?
Where's Freddy's?
There is, Casey knows a couple in Delaware County. There's one by me in Hatfield, right by Lowe's.
Sorry, Kathy, there aren't any in Russia.
Hey, can you make us toasted ravioli? That sounds so good.
Yeah, you know what? I could actually order some from Emo's.
I've had it
shipped out. Yeah, it's breaded. It's meat-filled ravioli, Kathy.
Oh. It's good.
It's breaded, and then it's fried, and then you dip it in marinara, and it's like an appetizer. So you don't eat it with a fork. Eat it with your hands, and it's that type of thing.
Sounds
so
a lot like a Matta Baby.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
You ever had a ball sacks or yummy?
Yeah.
He is dying right now. I love being able to see him from home. He's dying.
How long ago did you start thinking about throwing that out there?
I heard it.
It was yesterday. What was it on?
I heard it at dinner on Sunday, and I was dying laughing.
It's America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, and then it was on America's Funniest Home Videos. I heard it at the dinner table. I was like, I am going to use this. I'm going to use this on the show first thing Monday morning. And then Monday wasn't the right day to do it. And then, but I saw it on America's Funniest Home Videos like an hour after I had heard it at the dinner table. I was like, man, they're going to think I stole it from that.
This was meant to be.
I'm surprised you haven't used it before, to be honest. It's been around for...
I never heard it before.
Wow, yeah. And you invented the Moni Moni part.
I did.
What's the punchline?
Well, you say, what's the matter, baby? And then, I don't know, however you want to respond.
Oh, did you have one ready to go?
Nothing, baby. What's the matter with you?
Okay, that's what you were going to hit me with?
It's like the sub-dog.
Yeah.
It's been around for decades.
What was the one you tried that just...
Ganon dog?
What was it?
Ganon dog?
Oh, what's Ganon dog?
That's the one I made up, Nick.
That's horrible. Okay. What's Ganon dog?
That's terrible.
What's Ganon dog?
What's Ganon dog?
Yeah. What was that? It was like the topic you came up for. Things that
start with goo.
Goo. Listen,
man. F yourself.
Yeah. There's a guy named John Ionello who wants me to say that's as cool as broccoli, bro. And like that was basically he asked me to say that, and that was going to essentially be my Jim Jackson jabroni line.
That's as cool as broccoli.
Did he give you this? Casey's holding a little piece of paper, a little printed piece of paper here, like a fortune cookie. I'm going to hold up to you guys on FaceTime. This is okay. It. And it says on it, that's as cool as broccoli, bro, mm-hmm. John Ianello.
You worked it in.
Casey, you should have waited and just threw it in there.
I've been sitting on that for like 3 weeks, Kath. I owed that to him like three Fridays ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Okay. To think we've missed out on that for 3 weeks.
Special human.
Thanks,
right.
Kathy.
Most of them ride in special buses.
We're going to have to break here shortly. I'm going to go to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man?
Hey, not bad. How about you?
Good. So, all right, what place do you go to for something? They are known for serving something else, but you buy this.
Well, this is a good, like, 25 years ago. They don't do it anymore. But back in the day, the Home Depot used to have hot dog stand out front.
Yes.
And their hot dogs were amazing.
Does this count? I was in Home Depot about a week ago, and I found a hot dog in one of the aisles.
Oh, absolutely.
How was it?
Wait, it was okay. There was a few bites taken out of it.
Those stands aren't there anymore? Because I would see, you know, if you go to like a Home Depot, you'd see construction workers.
No, because now they've opened up Matter Babies right next door.
Oh, yeah.
No, the one on Columbus Boulevard, at least a couple of Camp Out for Hungers ago, had, and it's not even like it was a stand. I think it was like basically built into the front of the store, and they sold hot dogs and
That's the way it used to be.
It's not there anymore.
I'll have to make a trip. I don't know. I mean, the Columbus Boulevard one. I'll have to make a special trip, maybe.
We talked about like the Costco's and the BJ's that have they've sort of upped their menu at their concession stands, and their stuff is pretty good.
It's actually really good, and
it really
and
is.
Since you pay a membership to go there. It's really cheap. The food is super duper cheap.
I never noticed that.
Yes,
very
much so. Huh. You look at what you're getting, the amount you're getting, and what you would pay somewhere else. It's super. So for whatever, you know, $35 a year or whatever you pay to be a member, if you go there and just buy lunch all the time, it pays itself right back because you save so much money on it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of texts that say the Home Depot still have those hot dog stands. And, you see like contractors going in at lunchtime and there'd be lines. And that's how good they were.
All right. There's some other people texting in. Five Guys Burgers and Fries. This guy goes for their hot dogs instead.
Huh. I love Five Guys.
There are people that do that type of thing. All right. So, you know, you got fallback options, but right now, some Wendy's locations are not serving hamburgers, so you got to get like a chicken sandwich.
And some are still serving the Baconator. That's the crazy world we live in.
It is. All right, we need to take a break because we got guests coming up. We got another shot of winning $500 MMR's Rock Refund. That's on the way at 10 a.m. But when we get back, Julia Ray, who's local, is on this show, The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart.
Listen to Your Heart.
She will be joining us.
Listen to Your Heart.
I love you.
Just a little bit. All right. So
I want to sing a duet with you.
That's the concept, right?
That's basically it.
Yeah. All right. So we take a break and come back in a moment. You're going to stay with us, right?
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right.
It's a tumultuous time, yet essential employees go to work day and night to make our lives better, including the healthcare pros, delivery and SEPTA drivers, grocery, pharmacy, sanitation, and janitorial workers. And we thank our police, EMTs, and firefighters. WMMR is here for you, too. Friendly, familiar voices playing everything that rocks, live local hosts around the clock. So whenever you
you need a break from cable news, for taking a walk, or just getting outside, or just to keep your workday moving, we're here for you. On your radio, smart speaker, and the MMR app. Where you won't find us is on your credit card bill. We're in this together, and we wouldn't have it any other way. 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
So there's a program called The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart. And you know, we always have some fun with The Bachelor shows. Chuck was just in here saying his family is way into The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart. And our next guest is from the area. She's from Wayne, PA.
So that automatically makes us interested in the show.
Of course.
That we normally would not watch.
And the fact that she's got a great voice. You want to hear a little bit of her singing? Here we go.
Although loneliness has always been a friend of mine, I'm leaving my life in your hands. People say I'm crazy and that I am blind. Risking it all in a glance.
The girl can sing.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's the premise of the show. You sing with these love people. Songs. That's what you do, right?
But singing a love song when you're not in love is no fun.
That's right. So let's find out all about it. And unfortunately, from what I understand, she was eliminated this week.
Well, seems really good, and she got eliminated. So that kind of tells you what you need to know.
Yeah. So please welcome Julia Ray to the show. Hi, Julia.
You know, you got, honestly, being on your show is helping my broken heart after walking off the show.
It is. Oh, I'm sorry that your heart is broken, but we'll do what we can to help. So was that right? You guys were eliminated this week?
Yeah.
So it was you and contestant and Brandon Mills. So I kind of got up to speed last night because when the commercial first came on, Julia, and there was that, you know, singing love songs no fun when you're not alone. And I was like, wow, man, this is taking The Bachelor like nine levels. So it's sort of a hybrid between The Bachelor and like American Idol and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And it's this weird thing. But it really amped it up. So your experience now that you're off the show, did you enjoy doing? Because I'm looking at two articles here. It says you're in The Voice, and there's E! News says, listen to your heart star. Julia Ray has some regrets about this frustrating episode and all this stuff. What's your takeaway now that you have this perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I did the show. I wish it had ended differently for me. I was... I'm apparently known as the villain, which was surprising to me.
It was surprising to me because Nick said that last night, you know, because we were just kind of getting up to speed quickly once we learned, you know, you're from the area and so on and so forth. And I'm like, there's like a bunch of like duds that you were. I didn't get the villain thing. I mean, I didn't see, you know, everything. But why do you think that they orchestrated it that way?
You know, it's the first season of the show, so I feel like even production was just figuring out as we went the rules and everything, because we didn't know the concept of the show going into it. Like, all I knew was that it was a singing competition show mixed with The Bachelor. I didn't know the rules or anything. We learned that in the same time that America's watching when they learned. So I was under the impression that we would be able to explore relationships the whole time. And when we were told we had to couple up after 1 week, I just kind of spiraled because in my normal dating life, I don't couple up in 1 week.
Right.
Yeah, that's seems kind of weird to just force you. And then you kind of had this guy you were okay with. And then I guess Chris Harrison, who's does every one of these shows, like pulled a bait and switch and stuck you with someone else, correct?
Yeah, they certainly stirred the pot. We didn't ask to go on a date together. They sent us on a date, and it was the most amazing date, like, probably of the season. We wrote with one of Ed Sheeran's songwriters, and we ended up switching as a couple. So I guess that makes you a villain. Here I am.
Well, no, because you decide, no, I don't want to be with this dude. It's weird because we've had our share of, you know, people on these different shows, and and everyone talks about, you know, massaged reality, and also the way that these things are shot. They're usually shot late at night. They want you to be emotional. Were you surprised? Because there was a particularly weepy clip that we saw of you. And I'm like,
Something tells me this was shot at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of it was, and I was, you can look at my face. I was exhausted. I mean, I was so emotionally distraught the whole time. Like, just because I felt so kind of shocked by the concept of the show as well that
right.
I just couldn't. Yeah, I didn't handle it all well, and definitely got overly emotional.
Okay, now I have a question, Julie, because this is all I've seen of that show, is that scene with you and the dude with the long hair. What's his name, Sheridan?
Yep, Sheridan.
Okay, so you're sitting there, and this is now. Keep in mind, this is all I know of this show, okay, is you're telling him that it's not going to work out between the two of you, and he very graciously goes, okay, well, I wish you luck, and then you pull the switcheroo and go, that's it? You're just going to walk away? And I'm like, come on, man. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It was not my finest moment.
Do we have that actual clip?
I'm
going to play this. Hang on, Julia. Just hang on a second here. There we go.
It's so hard to know what to do.
It's so hard to know what to do. Yeah. That's her crying, saying that. So, some sniffles. And
I just feel like I don't think I can do this with you.
She says, I don't feel like I can do this with you.
I wish you the best with Brandon.
You're seriously just going to, like, walk away after that?
Really, what am I supposed to do at this point? Like,
oh, my God.
You need a little more from him. Come on. I think I can play with her.
But, again, you need to understand, this is basically, and Julia, maybe you can back this up. These are like, they purposely, and they're all the same. Everyone's told us the same story. They don't feed you. They encourage you to have some drinks. They record it late at night.
Sleep deprivation,
and it gets away from you. So we can hear you laughing because it's like, it's like the worst fight or the worst kind of exchange. Guys dread conversations like that with their girlfriends or wives.
Yes.
You know, because it's like, how do I win in this?
You don't. Try a little more.
Yeah. Like, after all we've been through, this is what I get from you?
After a week?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think I was just shocked that he was, like, just going to say one sentence and leave. You know, the thing is, there was less context for everything because the show is so condensed into 6 episodes. Like, quite frankly, they focus so much on me, I don't know what they're going to do next week because you have no contact for anything else.
let me ask you, is there a chance, because they love to do this when someone gets some traction, and quite often it works out that the person who's cast is the villain and the person who's the real agitator ends up being somebody that they bring back. Do you think that's a potential for you?
Meaning in other Bachelor shows?
Yeah.
I foresee a call in my future, but I don't, you know, at this point, I went on this show because I am a musician and I've been working my whole life to break through the noise of the music industry. Yeah. And I don't know. My answer is I don't know. I won't say never because obviously I would like to have Bachelor Nation know me more than just what they saw.
Well, I'm sorry, Kate, just a quick thing, because honestly, you can't beat the promotion.
Yeah.
It's clear you're talented. It's clear you can sing and you're a songwriter as well. So I guess you have to work out risk factor and
totally.
But at this point, these shows are juggernauts.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's hard to deny the platform that they give people. And I guess I would have to weigh the risk because I would be risking, like, perhaps being a villain again. You know, I think I'll rein in my facial expressions because those really
Well, we will know that secretly you're giving us a wink if you are and on future shows and that this is all part of the deal. It's a means to an end. But, that's hilarious. I'm sorry, Case. Go ahead.
Hey, Julia, are you obviously you're from Wayne. Are you still based out of the Philadelphia area, or are you living somewhere else now? I know you're in Ocean City right now, but when you're not recovering from a broken foot.
I broke my foot in quarantine, I'm in Ocean City now. I actually was getting ready to move to L.A. right before quarantine started, so that's all on hold. But I had been living in Philly. Actually, I was living in Center City for the past year when I got the call for this show, and then was just getting ready to move to L.A. But
okay,
obviously,
I was just
Philly.
I wasn't sure if you had ever crossed paths, because we become really, really great friends with another singer and another ABC-based singing competition. This guy named Louis Knight, who lives right down the street from you. He's in Narberth, you're in Wayne, and I wasn't sure if your artistic paths have ever crossed.
Yeah, I'm going to actually reach out to him, because I've been enjoying watching him on Idol. So I definitely think we should connect.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, obviously, we've joked for years about these competitions and made fun of them and all this stuff. And then we did our own little Idol thing, and it was like Isolation Idol. And we're like, man, there's a lot of talented people out there. So, Listen, if whatever tool you have to use to get some notice, you know, that's what you got to do. Because right now there's just an influx between YouTube videos and streaming and all this stuff. People say, well, there's a lot more opportunity, but there's a lot more content out there to ferret through. So
totally. Well, and honestly, my music team was like, Joel, you didn't want to be the villain, but no press is bad press, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, you also have cystic fibrosis.
I do. Yeah, I was diagnosed with CF before I was born, and I got my care at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia my entire life.
Wow.
And tell us, for those who aren't aware of cystic fibrosis, what that's all about.
Yeah, it's a genetic chronic lung disease, and I do up to 2 hours of breathing treatments every day. My lungs have partially collapsed about 7 or 8 times in my life. So it's been a journey battling a lung disease and also trying to pursue music professionally.
Not only that, and then obviously you're going to be, you know, susceptible if COVID-19 has got to be a big concern as well. And so I'm sure you've been very stringent on protecting yourself.
Yeah, I have no choice but to just take this so seriously. But I also, you know, in the depression of these times, I've had a lot of hope, just because I'm on a new medication that has changed my life with cystic fibrosis. And I just have a lot of faith that the minds that we need to get past COVID-19 and put this in our past are on this earth. Like, they will do this. We will get there. You know, it's just a matter of time.
I don't know if you guys are aware, but Julie has sung the national anthem at Sixers games before. And Casey, you may have seen, there was a viral video that was going on this season where Julie was dancing at a game, and there was a Knicks fan that was also on Fanavision. And Julia's dancing was much more attractive than anybody else's in the arena. So that got some traction as well. Have you guys seen this video? It's posted on her Instagram account.
We're watching it now, and it's really good. Yeah. And this guy's like, I think he's aroused. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're looking at this now. I remember seeing that. Wow. Very good.
Yeah.
And you've also, you've done a lot of, not only singing the national anthem, but you were involved at the Thanksgiving Day Parade, 6ABC Thanksgiving Day Parade as well?
Yeah, I started singing as one of, like, the lead vocalists when I was 16, and ended up meeting one of your good friends, Philly friends, Seth Lee Tynan, and babysitting for her for, like, 10 years.
Oh, that's cool. No, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been in the area now. Just to set this correctly, your broken foot issue, that wasn't, you didn't snap it off in Brandon Mills' ass, correct?
I should have.
So, but again, with the quarantine and everything and the way things stand right now, we've got to get past this. As this stuff has aired, have you started to get calls from, you know, other, has this given you some heat? Has this given you some traction?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ironically, being the villain the last 2 episodes has given me much more traction than being the nice girl in the first episode. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the opportunities that come with all of this. I've certainly also gotten lots of heat and backlash about my actions on the show. And being severely cyberbullied in quarantine isn't exactly the best recipe for a healthy mindset.
Well, I've always drawn this, and you can take this with you, that if you post the most benign thing in the world, and I always use the example of, like, Snuggles the Fabric Softener Bear, the third comment down will be, F this thing. You know, so it doesn't matter. You're always going to get that. But it's true. You will. You get the traction, and hopefully you can parlay that and get out to L.A.
Yeah, I'm releasing music every week, and that's been well received. And I have a new single coming out on Friday. So I'm just trying to, I have no other option to embrace and move forward and move on. So doing my best to just ride the wave.
And you were Miss Philadelphia in 2015, and so what was the pageant route like for you? Was that a positive experience?
Yeah, I grew up a tomboy. I have two older brothers, and my father is like the ultimate Philly sports fan. So I was actually the ultimate tomboy, but a performer. And a producer pulled me aside when I was 16 and was like, "You should really do pageants." And when I found out I could sing in a pageant competition, I was like, great, I'll love another excuse to get on stage. And I ended up winning Miss Pennsylvania Teen. And then when I had the opportunity to do Miss Philadelphia, because I wanted to give back to the city that gave me so much as a child, I decided, why not? And I won over $60,000 in scholarship money.
Wow.
Yeah. So overall, honestly, being Miss Philadelphia was... I was first runner up at Miss Pennsylvania, and I was secretly happy because I didn't want to give up being Miss Philadelphia for the last 6 months that I had. Because Philly is just the greatest, and they totally embrace all that title has to offer. So it was a positive experience. I think it has a stigma to it, which I definitely try to separate myself from. But
you're not a villain at all.
You don't sound like a villain at all.
In fact,
I was thinking the same thing.
We're
going
to do every goddamn thing we can to make you. Yes. Propel you along.
Absolutely.
Stupid, tell it to your heart or whatever the hell it is.
Listen to your heart.
Listen to the heart that's telling you something.
That thing.
It could be agita. It's probably just gas.
Well, so in the meantime, you're just kind of hunkering down, waiting for this the restrictions to lift, and then you're going to start making your plans to move out to L.A.?
Yep, that's the plan.
Okay, well, we want you back here in Philly.
We got to get you in here after everything clears.
Yeah, most definitely.
We'll get you your own hazmat suit and get you in here.
Yeah, you've got a fantastic voice, and you seem like you're a really fun person. So
that'd be great. I love that. I love you guys, and my whole family. We're all big fans of your show, and I'm actually personally close to Jackson, and he will totally obliterate me if I don't give him a shout out right now.
Oh, that's cool. How do you know Jackson?
He and my brother, I'm using the wrong term, but they do jujitsu together. They train.
Yeah, they roll together.
They roll around on the mats together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With very light clothing on.
Yeah, actually, Jackson just recently admitted he doesn't know martial arts, and he just likes to roll around with guys.
With your brother in particular.
No. It's, that's cool, man. That's great. We'll have to let him know that you were on.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, Michelle, his wife, she's a big fan, and she's campaigning for me to do Paradise.
Oh,
really?
Wow. That's where the real douchebags, the Bachelor in Paradise.
That's a lot of swimwear on that show.
Yeah,
so sure, go for it.
No, we're down with that totally.
Yeah,
sure.
Good luck.
Swimwear and douchebags.
Let us know what's going on with that. All right, Julia. All right, we will be in touch. Thank you. Thanks for coming on, Julia Ray. Wait a minute, hey Julia.
Yeah.
You're just gonna go. You're just gonna hang up. That's it. All right, Julia Ray.
She's really cool, man.
I like her. I think I'm in love with that young lady. She's, I didn't see the dancing video. I didn't know that was her.
I see right through it. She's evil.
You see it?
I see through the facade.
What a facade.
No, that's cool. She's
beautiful, and she has a great singing voice, and obviously she's a lot of fun. It was really nice to talk to her. That's cool, man.
Right, and she loves Philly, and that's where we happen to be right now.
It is. Real quick, I know we just did a food thing, but I don't want this to get away. What?
No, I see your headline, and
I don't want this to get away because Marissa actually sent me this information yesterday. The James Beard Awards nominees are out. So I just want to make sure.
It's time for a quick connoisseur.
Okay, it's a quick
connoisseur. The James Beard Awards are out. You have some information, correct?
I do, because there's a lot of local names on this list.
And we should be honored.
And this is what Marissa told me. These are her Oscars, the James Beard Awards. It's what she follows along with and gets really excited about.
Did you get the article I sent along this morning about how you can access this stuff?
I did, but it was all over the place, and so it wasn't very concise. So,
okay.
But you essentially call them in order.
It
basically had their phone numbers.
Yeah,
that's it. So
these are her Oscars. That would be like my Oscars, but I only watch black and white movies. Do you know what I mean? Because she's a vegetarian, it almost like doesn't count.
He can't stand that she's a vegetarian and has an opinion about food.
Yes.
About restaurants?
Listen, I only trust fat people when it comes to food, Kathy. I only trust fat meat eaters when it comes to food.
Marissa, there. Okay.
No, so, she knows her stuff.
She does. Yeah. All right. So, but do you have an issue with that?
No, he's just messing around. But she's totally dialed into the Philadelphia culinary. I'm being.
Mark Vetri.
Totally messing around. Don't listen to her.
Who owns Vetri Casino and Center City and the new Fiorella in the Metallia Market, as well as Vetri in Las Vegas, is a nominee for Outstanding Chef.
Nice.
That's correct. He was a nominee in 2014, 15, 19, and made semifinals in 08, 09, 10, 11, 13, and 16.
That's a stellar run.
Yep. Philadelphia also has three chefs in the hunt for best chef. And that, so that's for outstanding chef. This is for best chef. I don't know what the difference between outstanding and best is.
One's outstanding and one's the best.
Okay. Glad we cleared that up.
I guess outstanding is better than the best chef.
How? I guess so.
No, there's a third category called best outstanding.
Okay. Rich Landau of Veg and V Street.
Love those restaurants.
Our buddy Nick Elmy is up for Laurel ITV and Royal Boucherie. And nice. Christina Martinez of South Philly Barbacoa and Casa Mexico or Mexico. Landau and Elmy have been in the final since 2014 and Martinez since 2017.
All right, so this whole award thing work, are there several, is there only going to be one winner of this best chef, or is it per city? How does that work out?
I don't know. Let's go to the expert. Marissa, I guess, has information on that.
I don't know who actually does the judging. Must be people on the James Beard Foundation board, but they choose one person from each category.
Okay.
So, like, there's three people from Philadelphia up in the, what was it, best or outstanding chef?
Best.
Most chef. Best outstanding.
So one of them will win.
Four.
So did you guys ever see Chef's Table on Netflix? I've talked about this before,
yes.
But that South Philly Barbacoa place ended up on Chef's Table on Netflix. And if you've never been there before, watch that episode. You will want to go there because Christina Martinez just makes it your mouth by the end of the episode.
Nick, your audio was making all kinds of weird noises.
You know what? I'm sick and tired of this. I'm so fed up with this effing microphone, and I get texts every day.
Steve,
I'm
can you check his mic and make sure it works over there? It'll take a minute, but Nick, you were saying it's getting frustrating.
I'm so fed up with it. I've been emailing Bill and Rodney and Chuck every day.
Test.
Testing check. 1, 2, 3. Check. Test, fart.
Yeah, Nick, we're sick of it too. I agree. Fix it.
Be a brick, man. I'm done with this. I'm fed up, Bill. I've had it.
I can actually hear him from his house.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
We don't need the mic.
He's that loud.
Hey, Bama Kenwood!
All right, back to
you
the
You could
food.
Have the overly sensitive mic like mine that picks up every noise in the house.
Kathy's little clacking on her keyboard.
Yeah.
Yep.
The difference between outstanding and best.
Okay. Marissa's back on. All right.
I never went away, unfortunately.
Outstanding and best.
Outstanding chef is a chef who sets high culinary standards and who has served a positive example for other food professionals, must have been working as a chef for the past 5 years. So Mark Vetri has his Vetri Foundation and does big events like that. So maybe where that is.
So best human being.
Yes. And then best chefs, I figured out, are also by region. So there's one in like the Mid-Atlantic and California and Southern and so on. And that's chefs who set high culinary standards. I think that's the same sentence. And demonstrate integrity and admirable leadership skills in their respective regions.
Okay. So outstanding seems more of like a leader among chefs.
Right, yeah, more like national.
The foundation, by the way, is awarding grants to restaurants and has created a campaign called Open for Good, #OpenForGood, to help sustain restaurants through the next 12 to 18 months. The Philadelphia area semifinalists were Bolit chef Lee Shizmar.
For Shizmar.
For Shizmar. And wife Erin Shea's Fork-ish American restaurant in Bethlehem up for Outstanding Restaurant. It was a nominee in 2019, and Shizmar was a finalist in the Best Chef Mid-Atlantic
region.
Dude,
that's off the
Shizmar. Jesse Ito of Royal Sushi was a semifinalist for Rising Star Chef.
Oh, these places sound great.
Mm-hmm. He was a finalist in 2019 after being semifinalist in 17 and 18. He has now aged out of the category. Really?
I'm too old.
Cookie Till of Stephen Cookies in Margate.
Oh, yeah, I've eaten there.
Was a semifinalist for Outstanding Restaurateur. This was her first brush with the beards. That's what it says.
It sounds like a porn. Brush with the beard.
Also on the restaurateur list were Mike and Jeff Mastro from Steak 48, opening at Broad and Spruce Streets this year.
We have so many good I can't wait to get back to restaurant eating. And, you know, I always say there's takeout, as we said before, but to check out some of these places are phenomenal.
Tova Duplices of Essen Bakery was a semifinalist for Outstanding Baker. She also made the list in 17, 18, and 19. Jean Broliet, or Jean, I'm not sure, the fourth of Tired Hands, was a semifinalist for Outstanding Wine, Beer, and Spirits Producer.
Is Ham Ass up for anything?
This is his first beard experience as a soloist. No, but there should be a restaurant called
Ham Ass.
Ham Asses.
So Tired Hands, there are two locations, one, and they're basically right next to each other.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool that they are being recognized, because they weren't really, the first place, you really didn't eat there. It was mainly just kind of like a tap room where you just kind of like went and,
really?
And they didn't have a kitchen where you got like cooked things, you know. It was more like they had food that didn't have to be cooked, like let's say like a hummus platter or something along those lines.
Okay, so uncooked things, raw stuff.
Yeah, raw stuff. That sounds about right.
Yeah, you don't have to heat whatever it is you're
talking
about.
Right,
okay.
But their new location, which is also in Ardmore, just, you know, a couple of streets over, has like a full-on kitchen now.
Okay.
Back to you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Le Chevaux, the second floor French bar at Good King Tavern in Bella Vista. It opened in October 2019 and was a semifinalist for Outstanding Wine Program. And then the last one I have on this list is the Horse Inn at a restaurant in Lancaster, was a semifinalist for Outstanding Bar Program. So those are the James Beard Awards.
Something
in,
to be proud of.
Area.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
These accomplished people.
I think I read everything.
And I think a lot. So there's a lot. Listen, that's all good stuff to support.
Yep. So I guess, here, should I do
one
more?
Are we still connoisseuring?
Well, I guess I was going to do just...
Bar for the connoisseur. We didn't even know we were going there, but now we're here. We're locked and loaded.
Yeah.
We can't get out. Ourselves into a corner.
I didn't mean to,
You didn't mean to.
Due to food.
Due to food.
Shut up. How about something, about drinking instead of eating? So maybe that'll change it up a little bit. Kathy?
It was then that Kathy joined the conversation.
What?
Let's do beer. I was going to do wine or beer, but the wine thing is kind of short. I'll do both. We can fit both in here. Analysis firm InMarket has data showing the highest increase in beer sales during the quarantine are cheap beers. Busch Light, Miller Light, and Natty Light. The firm says between March 1st and April 17th, there was a 44% sales increase for Busch Light.
Dude. And Natty's got like a seltzer now, don't they?
One, two, three.
Dude.
Okay. What are you dudeing about?
About Natty Light. Like, I've seen like adults drinking that. Like,
not kids?
Wow. Not college kids, you know, and that was like, to me,
Daddy,
like,
can I have more beer?
Natty Light was the cheap beer that you would get in college, right?
Oh, that college was my college beer, 100%.
Yeah. Natty Light, Natty Ice, Milwaukee's best. Did you ever do Beast, Kath?
Nope. I only did Natty Light, Casey.
You never did Schlitz?
Nope. That Natty Light was like my, I couldn't even drink the ice. I didn't like the ice.
You have to remember, Kathy's a Russian operative.
Yeah, you're right. There also, I think there was a beer that was a couple of ticks lower than Natty Light. Do you remember Golden Anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Golden Annie?
GA.
Yeah, that was, I mean, if Natty Light cost $6 a case.
From the maker of piss turds.
Yeah, Gold Natty, they basically paid you to take it.
One time I bought a six pack of Stag.
What?
And I crapped green the next day. It was weird, man. It had a greenish look. Yeah, Stag beer.
Stag. Oh,
God.
So why are people buying the cheaper beers? Just to, like, save a buck?
That's part of it, I would think. And between 14% and 17%, by the way, increases for Miller Lite, Michelob Ultra, and Natural Light. And in general, alcohol sales have increased during the quarantine. The Nielsen data shows sales of alcoholic beverages in the U.S. rose 55% in the week ending March 21st.
55%.
And in general, sales for spirits such as tequila and gin have jumped the most, and wine sales have also risen 66%.
Wow.
And I wonder if the if it's the cheaper liquors as well, Press, that are selling, good, you know, is it like Bankers Club?
Probably.
You're probably like getting, so for every five purchases, you'll probably get maybe three of the cheaper and then treat yourself with something more expensive, yeah?
Maybe. Right? I mean, listen, if you're on a budget, listen, I remember when I was in college and I was on an extreme budget. Not only did I drink the Natty Light, but I also smoked Jack's cigarettes.
I've seen Jack's.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a buck a pack or something like that. So, yeah, you kind of, you sacrifice a lot. Just, you know, it was more about quantity than quality at that point.
It's funny. I shouldn't do it, but when I'm at the beer store, do you look at other people's purchases and kind of judge a little bit, you know?
See what they like.
You know, listen, because I know the snobs are looking at me with my, you know, Corona or whatever I'm dragging out of there going, you know, and while they're grabbing, you know, their IPAs and their all that stuff.
Yep.
So I know there's a lot of that going on. I get a little side eye in the beer store, and I'm throwing it too, you know.
Did you have a margarita yesterday?
You know what I didn't, Kath? I just wasn't in the mood for it. How about you?
I did, and it was delicious.
Okay.
Did you have it in the bathtub?
I'm thinking about it.
I didn't have it in the bathtub.
Okay. Yeah, I might do margarita night tonight, a day late.
That's like I change it up, because if there's too much wine, I start to get sick of it. So I've been doing margaritas as a way to change it up.
Gotcha. I will. I'm hesitant to do Tuesday night drinking because I won't do two nights in a row during the week. But Thursday sounds pretty good, and then it's Friday and Saturday. It's on, man. So that would make four days of drinking for the week, which is too probably much. Not a good idea. So I'll wait till Wednesday, take tomorrow off, and then Friday, Saturday.
Oh, but see, tomorrow's going to be so nice out. Wouldn't you to sit outside and have a drink?
Well, there's afternoon showers. Or no, mostly sunny and 66. Never mind. Yeah. All right, Kathy.
You just put a little umbrella over your drink.
All right, anyway, cheap beer sales are up during the quarantine. So it might have to do with, you know, financial and people trying to hang on a little bit of money and just going a little bit the cheaper route, which is totally understandable. I get it. We're all searching for some extra cash. Oh, yeah, one more thing.
This together.
I forgot I was going to do one more. I was about ready to move on. Where is it? It had to do with wine, right?
Wine!
All right, you may have heard...
Dude.
You may have heard that it's important to let wine breathe or to expose it to air before drinking it.
Is that a fallacy?
Might be. Wine taster Martin Isark says that it's really not true. He says most wines produced today are palate-friendly and ready to drink. A beautifully shaped glass is the answer to rewarding the palate, not opening the bottle 2 hours before you're ready to drink it. The only exception may be very rare vintages, because when you pour it into the wine, into the glass, it starts to aerate it, especially if it's shaped the right way, from what I understand. I'm not
like a woman's buttocks.
I'm not a sommelier, so I do not know these things. But yeah, if you get air into it, it's supposed to release more of the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to. There are some who would think you open it up and you let it sit for a while.
Let it breathe.
Right. Exactly. But they're saying that it's not really necessary.
It's correct. It's for people who want to appear pompous.
I've never let wine or alcohol breathe. Kathy,
you drink it right out of the bottle, right?
Yeah.
I can't let it sit and not drink it.
Please.
No. I would say red wine. Yeah, I've let sit open. I'm not a big red wine drinker. I will have it occasionally. And I have let it sit, or, you know, I've poured it into Canter? Is that what it's called?
Decanter, yeah.
Decanter.
Kathy, do you chew the cork out with your mouth, spit it out, and then drink right out of the bottle?
No, well, a lot of the bottles, I would say the majority of the bottles, at least of the wine that I drink, don't come with cork anymore. They either come with a screw top, or now there's this glass top that kind of has like a rubber seal on the inside. Huh. So most of the wines, yeah, that I've been drinking don't come with a cork.
So you can maintain the integrity of the wine, yes?
Yeah, well, they're saying that it saves the wine from going bad, because if the cork goes bad... that's when you get, when you get a bad bottle of wine.
Yeah, air is supposedly that's the villain with wine. If you leave it out, if Freaking it gets air. Too much air all the time, then it takes away the integrity. From what I've been told,
but and a lot I'm of people don't. If they have multiple bottles of wine, a lot of people are not really storing it the way it should be on its side, and in cold
right.
temperatures
and tilted slightly, so it doesn't. It isn't soaking into the cork all the time, or is it? Or
well,
is
no,
it the
it's
other
supposed
way?
To soak supposed into the cork. Yeah. If the cork dries out,
okay.
it's going to go bad.
Right.
How many glasses of red wine do you have to drink before your tea starts turning purple?
I think it starts going like on the second glass.
Is it two? Okay.
Marissa?
I learned a really cool trick over the weekend that I'm really excited to
Does
share.
Does it involve ping pong balls?
Yeah, I knew it.
I sent you that video, Steve. Didn't you get it?
God.
Wow!
Is it how I get a cork out of a bottle?
No.
Okay.
I made the mistake of opening a bottle of champagne on Sunday, like super late to make an Aperol spritz, and I had this entire bottle of champagne and no way to save it. So I started Googling, and a lot of people recommended putting a spoon upside down in the champagne, and it keeps the bubbles.
We talked about this
a
week
did
or two
we?
Ago.
We did.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah, you do that with soda.
On this show?
Yeah.
On this radio program. And how it's a bunch of hooey and it doesn't work.
Well, I swear to God, I had a glass of champagne last night and it was still bubbly.
It was still effervescent?
It was still effervescent.
You need to do side by side and see if it works.
Fine, I will go buy some more champagne.
Do it, please.
And do a scientific test. Damn it, I was so excited to share this with you guys.
Yeah, talked about it.
We're 93.3 on your dial.
Yeah, that's right.
I would say I would agree with the shape of the wine glass, though. There are certain, I feel like I actually enjoy the wine more if it's in a certain glass that I have.
I believe it.
Will you use a crazy straw now and then or no?
No, never a straw with wine.
You know, they actually sell, I don't know if you've seen it, but they're high-end crazy straws made out of like crystal and stuff. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
No, you're right, Kath. So like people who like to drink things like root beer, if they have it out of a mug, for some reason it tastes better. You know what I mean? So sometimes, the receptacle can add to the whole experience. All right, that's all I have time for right now.
That's all for the connoisseur. We didn't even know we were going there.
We didn't. But we do have to go to a caller, and I believe... What is your name, caller?
Michael Pauly.
Hey, Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I don't think I'm doing as good as you. Why do you sound so happy?
No sad, bro. This ham ass has won $500.
How about it?
MMR's Rock Refund and Michael...
Snag $500. No sad, bro. I love it. I absolutely love it. Michael, where are you from, bud?
From Reading, Pennsylvania, and I ordered my two T-shirts, so I'll be wearing it proud.
Oh, I ordered no sad, bro shirts. Excellent.
Michael, I just ordered mine, and I ordered two of the face masks. Very cool.
Very nice.
Michael, have you been buying cheap beer because it's tough to make ends meet?
No, I can't go cheap. I like the more expensive stuff when I do drink.
Buy all you want because you got an extra $500 to do that. So congratulations, Michael. We're very, very happy for you, bud.
Thank you much. You guys freaking rock.
Michael, well said, bro. Way to go. Next chance to win with the MMR Rock Refund 15 minutes from now. So we better take a break. Come back and get you ready for that. Stay with us. We'll return in just a little bit.
Small businesses are the backbone of our local communities, and right now, they could use our help. Introducing WMMR's Operation Shop Local, encouraging you to buy a gift card from your local business to use in the future. But the cash you spend helps the business right now during a rough time. You could also make a difference patronizing businesses offering home delivery or curbside pickup. If you run a local business, go to WMMR.com and list your business in our directory of available goods and services. Operation Shop Local is a free service. WMMR is promoting this local business directory for our listeners to review and support. Support when possible. We're all in this together. A message in the community interest from the Beasley Media Group and WMMR.
Let me see here. We got about 30 seconds before we're going to reveal the word that could get you $500, just like I think it was Michael that called in earlier and won $500. So another shot in just a little bit. A heads up, we did postpone or for the most part cancel the Keenan's Live broadcast this year, the opening of the Jersey Shore. Obviously, that stuff is all still kind of in flux right now. We'll see how things go and continue to progress and whether or not we have an opportunity to plan something down the road. But I think, like you said the other day, Steve, you already knew that anyway, that was happening. So we are just officially announcing that.
We found a gray area and a way we can pull it off. it wasn't going to happen. However, they're opening up a few things, right, this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, the Wildwood beaches were open for walking.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're opening up the boardwalk, the bike paths.
Did they mention anything about cramming 2,000 people into a room and shoulder
I think
to shoulder?
Still against that.
Okay.
One.
Spraying booze all over.
Yeah. So that would be the Keenan's broadcast, and so that means we can't do that.
Yeah. There was another thing I was going to mention. Oh, yeah. I wanted to thank these guys. Fort Nassau Graphics. They brought by a life-size cutout of Gene Hackman for us.
This is awesome. This is an ongoing joke that we have had.
Yes.
Preston and I, we're fans of a movie called The Lonely Guy.
Yeah.
And there's a scene that involves Gene Hackman. We make this reference, mm-hmm. and no one gets it. We get it.
The life-size cardboard cutout of Gene Hackman. And the gang at Fort Nassau Graphics sent over that to us. The thing's 6 feet tall. It's unbelievable.
It's a Gene Hackman cutout.
And but they do signs, and they brought by all kinds of other signs that they created. And I guess it's just as a gift to us. I didn't really,
yeah.
I don't know anything otherwise. And they dropped that stuff off. But there's signs of the Preston and Steve show and things like we're all in this together concerning the pandemic and all of that.
We have to remember them. They're good quality work, too.
Yeah, so thank you to W. Robert Strauss Jr. For getting in touch from Fort Nassau Graphics, and they are located in West Deptford. So thank you. That was nice.
Yeah.
First time we've ever had a full-size cutout of Gene Hackman.
We'll have to put that next to all the ones. And we have also, what is it, who's our alien?
Oh, Abelzon.
Abelzon.
Yeah. What'd you say, Bubazon?
No, we had Boba Fett. We had a Boba Fett.
Bubazon.
Yeah. Bubazon. All right, we can do this now. Here we go.
93.3 WMMR. Now, your rock refund keyword.
And the word is air, A-I-R. And you enter those three letters, and you have 15 minutes to do that. 15 minutes till after the hour, 10:15. Via text to the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or if you'd like to be automatically entered for the $10,000 grand prize, you want to enter the word air at the MMR mobile app or on WMMR.com. And one random entry wins $500 in our company-wide contest. And that person will get a call from our company, Beasley. Make sure you answer your phone. Contest rules are available at WMMR.com. And it is sponsored by A&T Subaru and Chevy in Sellersville. So let me hit you up with that again. The word is air, A-I-R. Good luck to you. While you're doing that, we'll do the Bizarre File.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, diving right into them stories. And we begin with a follow-up. Remember this? I had this on Tuesday. Woman was charged with, they were looking for this woman in an instance where she ordered a sandwich, drinking chips, and then licked her fingers, licked a bunch of quarters.
Disgusting.
And licked the ATM machine or the pad and everything and then left. And as she was leaving the establishment, she just said, "It's in God's hands now." She quoted Kathy's mom. But she has now been arrested after she coughed and licked her hands before touching several food items at a grocery store on Saturday. Store surveillance shows Shaneer Gibson Holiday coughing and licking her hands before pulling on freezer doors and touching food items throughout the store.
Did God tell her to do that?
I don't know. She didn't indicate.
Or should she just decide she would take the initiative and then pass it off to God?
Holiday was arrested and charged with aggravated breach of peace and food tampering. She was
also being a pig.
Cited for violating the state's home or work order, and she is jailed on a $100,000 bond, by the way. So
ooh,
we'll see if God can call and bail you out of jail.
That's some serious loot.
A Florida woman is facing a felony charge after a video call with her imprisoned boyfriend turned very raunchy prompting a criminal probe helmed by an investigator identified in court records as Detective Ass Man.
Detective Ass Man? From Seinfeld?
And it's spelled Assmann. Would that be Assman?
Assman?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like Assman.
Nick, that was a Seinfeld episode, yep. Right?
Yeah, he was a proctologist.
Right, yeah.
The proctologist.
This is Detective Assman. He's moved on to the law enforcement. So Noel Riscati, this is actually a pretty horrible story. Noel Riscati, who's engaged in late March virtual visit with Tathan Fields, a 26-year-old locked up in Santa Rosa County Jail. The duo's video encounter allegedly became extremely sexual. During law enforcement review of Fields' jailhouse calls, an investigator came across the video call between the inmate and Riscati. Court filings did not reveal what prompted the review, which was conducted by Detective Assman with the local sheriff's office. Fields is serving a 15-year sentence on burglary and grand theft charges. While incarcerated, he has been charged with pleasuring himself during a prison class taught by a female instructor and mailing a hoax weapon of mass destruction. Now, the virtual visit with Fields came a day before the convict celebrated his 26th birthday. In the video, Fields is wearing an orange jumpsuit and sitting in what appears to be a jail pod. Riscati was dressed in a pink bathrobe and perched on a bed. She was not, however, alone in her bedroom. She adjusted her camera at the call's outset, and a young boy could be seen. I know, I told you it gets bad. Standing next to the bed, the child remained in the bedroom during the duration of the video call.
While this raunchy stuff's going on?
Yes. After initially speaking in a sexual nature to each other, Riscati and Fields began pleasuring themselves while watching the other. She had her bathrobe fully open and is seen retrieving a pink sex toy from a closet. She then uses the device with her legs spread at the camera.
So any communication like this is monitored by prison officials, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they were monitoring it live or not.
Okay.
But they did find it in the investigation. So the kid was in the room while she was doing this. So she was charged last week with engaging in lewd and lascivious conduct in the presence of a minor. So it's disgusting. Was arrested. I know, horrible. Let's see. When it comes to cash, you should not bury it in the ground for safekeeping.
Why not?
Chinese state media reports that a farmer in China with the surname of Wang recently visited a branch of the Agricultural Bank of China. He was trying to deposit hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash that he buried in the ground. The money, equivalent to $280,000, was all rotten and moldy and broke apart on contact. Wang told workers that he had buried the money 5 years prior and said the television had compelled him to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Bank employees reportedly worked overtime to restore the damaged bills. People's Bank of China regulations say that bills that retain 75% of the original features can be exchanged at full value, but bills disfigured beyond 25% can only be exchanged for half their original value.
You are one lucky Wang.
Dude, the man lost $70,000.
Okay.
Or 25% of the total value of the cash due to damages.
So. What? Well, of course, if you're going to do that, you're probably not going to think to bury it in something that's airtight.
Exactly. Yep. A 16-year-old boy from India used 5,450 playing cards to create a 10-foot-tall, 7-inch model of Burj Khalifa, which is a building, I believe.
And, it's the tallest building in the world.
Okay.
It's in Dubai, yeah.
Yeah, says that he hopes that the feat will break the Guinness World Record. Vishnu Vazu.
But then Tiger came into the room and knocked it over, Preston.
From the Brady Bunch, yeah. That's right. Already made it into the Asia Book of World Records for tallest house of cards when he built his replica for the landmark without using any glue or tape.
All right, one more card.
He says it took 5 hours and 30 minutes to create and that he hopes to one day break the Guinness record by making a card structure that tops 23 feet. So that's pretty wild. 5,450 cards.
I don't think I've ever been able to get past... Like, two stories.
Yeah, me either.
It's an impressive thing when someone can build the structure, to any sort of height.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're looking at a picture of it. This is insane.
Oh, my God.
So how...
Whoa.
You have to have... There has to be some form of adhesive involved here, right?
No.
That's freestanding without any sort of connecting material?
Yep. It's ridiculously tall. Wait a minute. The one I just read about said it was 10 feet tall.
This looks like it's 30 feet tall.
Yeah, that looks like it's 30 feet tall. It says he created a 10-foot, 7-inch model.
Not unless he's 3 feet tall.
And he did his without using any glue or tape. The one we were probably looking at probably was done with glue or tape.
Can't imagine.
I saw, and that's it for the bizarre file. I saw one time, and I forgot what show it was on, but this guy makes structures out of matchsticks that you would not believe. You would not believe. He did a...
The White House?
He did. I don't know if he did the White House or not, but the one I saw was the USS Missouri. And Steve, it was probably the length of this room.
It's amazing.
It was unbelievable. But he did thing after thing after thing. There may have been the White House, and may have done the Millennium Falcon. And it's just, you can't believe what some people can do.
Did you see there was one? They were like dominoes, but they're not dominoes. They're little bricks, and the guy built a structure that seemed to be a few stories tall and set it in motion, and it systematically caved in on itself, but in a defined pattern.
Okay.
It was amazing. I have no idea how people can, A, think this through and execute it without Tiger knocking it over.
Yep. And that usually comes into the room and messes it up. So anyhow, that's it. That's what we got in the bizarre file. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. Kathy, give me a number caller for the secret text word, please.
Wake up, sleepyhead.
Mm. 21.
Caller 21. Ooh, I like
I'm
going
to go with 21.
215-263.
Wait, I'll tell you this quick story. Jace got this toy where it alters your voice, and so I recorded something, and he altered it. Steve, it's that. It's Manthe.
Is it?
Yes.
Can you share it with us?
Yeah, I'll see if I can do it again.
Let's do a duet, and we can both enter Tell It to Your Heart or
listen
whatever.
Listen to your heart.
Why can't I get it right?
All right, we're going to break. We'll come back in a second. Caller number 21, you get a shot at winning the Word of the Week. Prize the secret text word. We'll be back in a moment.
Not only can you hear Preston and Steve, you can see them too. Check out the Weekly Rush on Xfinity On Demand. New episodes, you guessed it, weekly.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We like to do some things regularly on Wednesday, like our little trip on Fox 29. We did that earlier this morning, and our secret text word. All right, so the way that works, we have you text the word secret to 39333, and then we send a word back to you. And then you have to tell us what that word is. So I'm going to go to our designated caller. I will go to Mark, who is caller number 21. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Preston, how you doing, buddy?
Good. All right, what is the secret text word, sir?
Secret text word is air.
That is incorrect. That was the rock refund word. Wrong contest, but I'm sorry, man. I gotta give it a shot. Yeah,
thanks anyway,
you bet, bud. All right, so we'll go to the next caller, which is Mark D. Yo, Mark D.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy. What's the secret text word?
Oh, popcorn.
He got it right.
Yeah!
Popcorn. Hang on a second. We're going to get your information, Mark, and we are going to take care of you because we have, as a prize, a digital download of Like a Boss. This music is from the soundtrack.
Yes, it is.
Like a Boss. The beauty business is about to get ugly as Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne duke it out with Salma Hayek. That's available now on digital and Blu-ray. Rated R from Paramount Pictures. We're going to do today's lesson question, and we are going to be giving away a $60 gift card from Territory Foods Prepared Meal Delivery Service. A question I have for you this morning. Marissa likes the pasta at Pizza Hut, and Casey likes the pizza from where? 215-263-WMMR. Marissa likes the pasta at Pizza Hut, and Casey likes the pizza from where? 215-263-WMMR. You can only answer if you were listening because you'll never guess. Let's see if you know the answer. And while you're calling in, we'll do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you by your local Dietz and Watson Real Philly Delis. They're open for takeout, taste four generations of family recipes made with love. and show your support for local businesses. RealPhillyDeli.com. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Rosie O'Donnell revealing that she once barred Leif Garrett from her talk show because she believed he had smoked crack backstage. Garrett insists the story is ridiculous, saying Rosie actually banned him because he beat her to the craft services donut table.
Oh my God.
In her new autobiography, Nikki Bella explains why she and John Cena broke off their engagement 2 years ago. Bella says it all came down to children, noting that she wanted to have them while the hulking Cena wanted to eat them.
Oh. So.
And finally, Britney Spears has been under a conservatorship since 2008, but a judge has ordered that her current temporary conservatorship can be extended. However, the judge says that Britney could take full control of her affairs again if she is able to go a full 14 days without crapping in the hamper. And that's your Hollywood trash.
All right, we shall see if we can find an answer to this question. Marissa likes pasta at Pizza Hut, and Casey likes pizza where? And I will go to Will, see if he knows the answer. Hey, Will.
Hey, man. The answer is Pasta Hut.
Pasta Hut. Absolutely. Hang on, Will. For you, sir, a $60 gift card from Territory Foods Prepared Meal Delivery Service. Making healthy eating really easy, offering chef-made nutritious meals in addition to produce boxes packed with 15 pounds of fresh veggies. Visit territoryfoods.com to order and find out how you can give back to frontline workers in our community. We're going to get to the music news now.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right, brought to you this morning by Cinch, a propane tank home delivery service that brings propane right to your doorstep. Visit cinch.com, that's C-Y-N-C-H, and use my promo code Preston to get $10 off your first tank exchange. Muse frontman Matt Bellamy has posted a snippet of an upcoming song called Tomorrow's World. The short teaser was accompanied by an image of a person in a spacesuit. Bellamy hasn't clarified if it's a Muse song or solo material, simply writing, "New track I made during lockdown, out very soon."
We have a clip of it.
Okay.
They come from space, so they don't come from here. These are the space people.
It's called Tomorrow's World.
They are from a different planet. Space people.
Muse's last album, Simulation Theory, came out in November of 2018. And the band preceded its arrival with a steady of songs from the LP as well as footage from the studio. Instead of encouraging fans to perform a day of service as they've done for the past 2 years in May, Metallica has decided this May to host the All Within My Hands Month of Giving in response to the coronavirus pandemic.
That's nice.
The band unveiled the initiative in a video from Lars Ulrich, who declared inspired by today's Giving Tuesday now, a new global date of giving in response to global need caused by COVID-19, we're going to spotlight four organizations we're supporting throughout this crisis. Each week this month, we will share with you what these organizations do and show you how you can chip in to help.
Regardless or not, if I use stupid drumsticks.
He added that the band will contribute proceeds from special weekly featured merchandise in the Metallica store, along with funds raised during its weekly Metallica Monday streaming concerts.
They've been very active as well. They've been releasing song riffs and
you want this out of your artist. I mean, honestly, I love it, and I expect nothing less than what we're getting from various people. You know, it's not like it all has to come from one avenue. Like, there's a ton of people out there that I would like to hear from. So
yeah, mm-hmm. Has Fish done anything?
Trey's doing something often. He released a song last week that might be one of my favorite songs he's ever made.
How's he releasing them, like social media? Or?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he had posted the one. It was kind of like a homemade music video. I was like, I feel like I've heard this before.
You're right.
You know,
You know when it sounds familiar, you know it's a good song.
So is he doing a lot of solo stuff in addition to Fish?
He's constantly creating stuff, and I mean he's the main catalyst for the band. And you know sometimes I know. Sorry, just move on. I didn't mean for
that. No, I literally was yawning. Anyway, yeah, a lot of bands are doing their their creating material. They're getting it out there. Some things are being moved up, and some they're just kind of messing around and tinkering and coming up with things and saying, here, listen to this.
And not just music. When this is all over, I think there is going to be just an absolute avalanche of art out there.
You know,
whether it be the written word or movies or TV shows or comedy specials or whatever. Or at least I hope.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they've had enough time.
Yeah.
Create stuff. Dance, monkey.
You're better than that.
You're better than that. Being in a quarantine, not creating art.
I mean, I look at what Preston's been doing over the past couple of months. And, Preston's an artist. He'll disagree with me on that. But, you've you have this gift, this talent.
You're better than that. Sitting in your basement making drum videos.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing. Well, thank you, Casey. I appreciate that.
Family going, where's Daddy? Where's Daddy? Where's Daddy? He's in the base making drop video. We never see Daddy. We never find out if he loves us or not. He loves you, but he's in the basement making drop videos.
Goes downstairs, playing with sticks.
Playing with the bed, Rush, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Covering Rush songs.
Yeah.
55 cameras.
55 cameras.
More coverage than the goddamn Super Bowl.
People are creating right now. Jack Osborne has confirmed on a new podcast that a film about the early romantic relationship between Ozzy and Sharon is still in the works. Who the hell is calling me? I'm changing.
I'm not going to say it.
Yep. Jack explained there is absolutely things in motion right now to make the movie a reality, adding, I think that in the next few months, you'll probably see something coming up about it, but we haven't landed at a studio yet, so fingers crossed. Sharon revealed the existence of the project in 2018, saying that it would focus on her changing role as Ozzy's manager and then wife as he became a solo star after leaving Black Sabbath. So we'll see if that comes along.
Has there ever been validation or verification of the supposed affair she had with Randy Rhoads?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Nobody's ever, I've never really seen anything that concretely says that happened. Yeah. Weezer will release a new song called Hero on Wednesday, a new single anyway. The track follows last year's The Name of the Game and is presumably also taken from the band's upcoming 14th studio album, Van Weezer. Rivers Cuomo said in an interview last year, the Van Weezer will be a guitar-driven record. He said the inspiration came from our live shows. We're in the middle of Beverly Hills. Unlike on the album, everything stops and I just break out with this crazy guitar solo. We noticed it recently. The crowd just goes crazy when I do that. So it feels like maybe the audience is ready for some shredding again. So we'll see how this new song is. Guns N' Roses bassist Duff McKagan and his wife Susan donated 1,000 masks to UW Medicine's child care staff in their hometown of Seattle on Friday to ensure that they're protected while at work and between shifts. Susan said it really feels cathartic to give back. It just feels really good to do our little part and stay home. Duff also took to Twitter to call the UW Medicine Child Care Center workers heroes after they thanked him and Susan for their generous donation. They plan to donate another 1,000 masks in the next week or so.
That's great.
And as we said earlier this morning, happy birthday to Bob Seger, turned 75 years old today. Bob and the Silver Bullet Band performed their final show, on November 1st with Little Nostalgia or Fanfare at the Wells Fargo Center. As it stands now, there are no further Seger tour dates on the books in the future. The track...
Hey, why are there all those rental cars out there?
The track, which had started in support of Seger's last album, 2017's I Knew You When, was cut short by complications from a ruptured disc. When asked in a Rolling Stone interview in 2017, he was asked if he ever thought he'd still be making music at this point in his life. He said, God, no. I thought I'd be done by 30. My original plan was to do it for 5 years between the age of 25 and 30 and then buy a motorcycle and drive across Europe and then get a real job. It didn't work out that way. The more you do it, I guess the more you love it, he said. So certainly has had an amazing career. Yes. Yeah,
song just captures. We all have memories like this, I think.
It's about him, you know, losing his virginity.
Yeah.
Actually, if you listen
to a dude with a black wig on.
To the lyrics, no.
No, it's gorgeous. It's
about being a teenager and finding a way to go and explore a little bit with that person that you're with at the time.
So he's 75 today?
Yeah.
Kurt Loder turned 75 yesterday. Did you see that on social media?
I didn't see it on social media. I thought
Kurt Loder was 75 20 years ago.
Yeah, so this one doesn't make me feel old, but Kurt Loder turning 75, I'm like, oh, geez.
You know, Kurt Loder, to do the MTV cut-ins and the informational stuff, and he was obviously spent a lot of time with Rolling Stone, but when he was on MTV, he was much older than the other MTV correspondents.
Yeah, they were definitely kids compared to him, so. All right, and that's it. So that got, stop it. So I got news.
Stop with the diving.
Stop that. We are going to take a break, and we're going to give something to you for hanging out with us. A $50 Dunkin' gift card if you're caller number 11 right now, 215-263-WMMR.
So you can have donuts.
Our nation's nurses and healthcare professionals are heroes. By the way, it's National Nurses Day today.
Oh, you send them some Dunkin' love if you want
to. May 6th, Dunkin' is offering nurses and healthcare professionals a free donut and a free medium iced coffee to kick off Nurses Week. So that's today. All right, so go and have at it. Participation may vary. Excludes cold brew and nitro cold brew. Limit one per guest. Not valid on mobile orders. No ID requires. Call number 11. We got you covered. 215-263-WMMR. We'll take a break, come back, and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Back in the olden days, about 5 years ago, your only options to keep listening to WMMR when you got home would be to drive your car into your living room. Or turn on something called a radio. But now, through modern technology, the smart speaker that's secretly collecting data on you...
What did you say?
...can also stream WMMR. Just tell Alexa or Google to open MMR, and magically we'll come streaming into your home. Plus, it may help distract your device from becoming self-aware. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
About ready to finish up for today. It's been an enjoyable day. The weather is less than desirable with a high temperature of only around 53. Maybe some showers around lunchtime making the way in. Looks like it's going to continue for the remainder of the day from what I'm seeing so far in my report here. But tomorrow's nice. Sunny, 66.
The day of the week, right? The day to get out and...
Yeah.
Tend to the chickens.
I think so. If you got chickens and they need tending, then by all means, that's your day.
Scooter, Bebo, are you enjoying your feed today?
Scooter and Bebo,
those are my two favorites. The alpha chickens.
I got you. We have a few neighbors that have chickens, man.
You know, saucy redhead Sarah, who does a lot of baking for the Preston and Steve show. She inherited. Some chickens and has since come to really love them they're as affectionate pets. It's a weird thing, but they've got personalities and all that stuff.
You can't get roosters anymore because they've become so popular. People are at home, and so they're looking for hobbies. They're looking for fresh eggs. They're looking for pest killers, which is what chickens are and can provide. And you cannot get a rooster in order to get a hen pregnant in order to produce baby chicks. Roosters are in high demand at this point.
Wow.
Now, you don't need roosters, though, for the hens to lay eggs, though, right?
No, but if you want baby chicks, you do.
If you want chicks, yeah. If you want to all of a sudden have many more chickens, which I would definitely not want, because that'll get out of control.
For example, here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick chick.
Yes, you can't. That's a bad situation.
Old Gene Simmons has a farm.
Too many. But anyway, feed your chickens tomorrow. And then Friday afternoon showers, high only 59. And then
wet chickens.
Yeah, but Saturday, 49 is the high temperature. It's going to be windy. It's going to be kind of a crappy day on Saturday.
Not optimum.
I would like to thank Julia Ray. We were won over by her. She is on this Bachelor Listen to Your Heart show. She was. She is beautiful, talented, and really nice and a lot of fun.
Yeah, she's got a good...
Yeah. Good sensibility. She was really cool.
Yeah, she was really, really cool. So it was nice to have her on. And you can catch that show Mondays at 8 p.m. on 6ABC, by the way. She's not a villain. They were painting her to be a villain.
Bastards.
And she was actually very, very sweet. So, and she grew up listening to us and MMR and is a big fan, which is cool. Pierre Robert is here. Hey, man.
Good day.
How are things in your world?
Very well, thank you.
Wonderful. Excellent.
Very well.
Is your card finally drying out?
Yes.
And functioning?
Yes.
You glad to have Tommy back?
Yes.
All right. It was a little bit of a nightmare. It was a mobile pool for a couple of days.
Well, and then I went out delivering signs on Sunday.
Right.
And I still had the Chevy Tahoe, so I took the Tahoe to deliver signs. And that was an amazing experience. And a lot of them were nurses, which is interesting because today's National Nurses Day and everything. But then coming back, I live off of this country road, and you have to take a left under this little bridge. And so I'm taking this left, and then I see, you know, at nighttime, by the time I delivered the last one, it was nighttime. And I saw, was it a rock under a little wet spot? I said, I think that's a frog. And so I get out of the car, and I'm going, now, frog, come on, move along. And I edge it with my foot a little bit. I still have my gloves on from because I wear a mask and gloves and my tie-dyed lab coat to be a psychedelic doctor for delivering the lawn signs. And then as I get out of the Tahoe, I drop my cell phone onto the cobblestone, and it gets wet. And then I'm going over to try to move the
frog.
The frog, and I go, and I move, I'm touching it with my toe, and the frog's not moving. And finally, I go, this gives me the creeps, and Kathy, you'll like this. I reached down and grabbed the frog with my hand and moved him off the side of the road. And then I go, man, this is weird. And then I get back, and my phone's a little wet, and then I try to charge it, and it goes, there's water inside. And it was an adventure.
You just had your phone dried out.
I just had it dried out. Now it's working, so it hasn't gotten an acid flashback.
Okay,
it's not tripping back to the Haight-Ashbury as it was the last time we had some problems with it. But it doesn't seem to be quite working right either. So there could be difficulties.
Next time we have a military conflict, we need to send you behind enemy lines.
That's what I'm thinking, Steve. I'm your operative.
Just plant you back there.
Exactly.
Do you find your
I find everything effing confusing.
Well, no, I want to find if your affableness, if that's even a word. I have no idea. Do you find that adorable? Do you find yourself adorable that you're such a mess that you are?
No, you're such a mess.
I find myself a complete annoyance.
So you wish you were not quite this way?
Okay. I filed for divorce several times.
From yourself?
From myself. Irreconcilable differences. And they keep throwing the case out of court.
I think people would say that you're idiosyncratically adorable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It might be cute from a distance. Listeners.
But living it.
Listeners come up to me all the time. Oh, man, you're so together. And they'll hug me in the old days. They hug me and high five and... Man, you're so together. And I go, I live with that guy. Yeah. Nothing could be further from the truth.
All right. Well, you're okay. You're here. You're ready to work. Good stuff. All right. Let's do the letter. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
K as in special K.
All right. So we got a K, and we got two more letters to go. Then we give away a $300 Primo Hoagies gift card. Primo Hoagies still making award-winning hoagies in your local stores. All locations offering online ordering, curbside pickup, and no-contact deliveries were available. Plus, new social distancing trays and lunch boxes. You can order online at primohoagies.com/orders. What's up on the show today?
Well, we'll have another $500 opportunity, two of them at noon and 2 p.m. We've got a Dunkin' $50 gift card to give away in honor of Nurses Day. And we'll also have Blocks of the Dead and R.E.M. And you've been referencing Bob Seger. Bob Seger for his birthday today.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I want to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme Markets, Fresh Foods, Local Flavors. And also brought to you by Dunkin', official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. Tomorrow, we will have as a guest, we're going to have Robert Herjavec, who is from Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He and his wife, Kim, are going to be joining us tomorrow. So we'll see what they want to talk about. And we got stuff to give away and things to do. So we'll do all of that tomorrow. That's it. We are done. Rage on and have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
If you want to watch birds, just come over to my house right after I wash my truck. The crazy-ass bird lands on the door handle, looks at himself in the side-view mirror, and all over the edges of my truck.
Next message.
Ladies and gentlemen, ball sacks are yummy. That is all.
Next message.
Hey, everybody. I've rediscovered something today. It's a sidewalk. Walk on it.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.